Yeah, absolutely.
Barry Beer, what
especially
a pleasure. Chef, cookbook author, and we've established not a tosser. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us here at Talk Radio. Thank you for your advice. Well, I'm about to head home.
Now I'm waiting for a segue.
You knew where we were going, John. Yep. You knew where we were going. Yeah, that rude voice interrupting. I'm very upset by listening to your trail for your show.
I thought you'd like that.
Unbelievably accurate.
I knew you'd like it. I said, they're upstairs. Go, you sure about this? Well, yeah, she'll be fine.
What I love is it. It's like, oh, are we worried about it? Oh, we'll just play out and see what happens.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. So, what nonsense is on your show involving meat that no one's going to listen to?
Well, it's quite simple in that it's pancake day, so I'm toying between giving away meat or a pancake. However, of course,
eggs... What about meat in a pancake?
Meaty pancake.
That doesn't sound right.
That's just plain wrong, doesn't it? But eggs, of course, can't be free range anymore because of bird flu. So do you make...
I love the little labels and all these women at my local waitress going, oh, what am I going to do?
You can't do a barn egg. Anyway, so we're going to be talking eggy pancakes mainly. Well, to start with, and then there'll be other things. There will be some meat in a brand new game.
Oh, yes.
Which is called Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite War on the radio.
What could possibly go wrong? Have we got the cleaners booked for the studio for later? Excellent. Brilliant. It's coming up to 12:58. John Holmes will be here with his usual nonsense after 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, still sort of nursing about 18 pancakes in my tummy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lift.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah! Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow, that would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
On a Tuesday afternoon, it's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tunisia victims unlawfully killed. More chaos for UKIP, and U2 is being sued.
Talk Radio.
Families of some of the 30 British victims of the Tunisia terror attack are preparing to take legal action against tour operator TUI. It's after an inquest ruled they were unlawfully killed in the resort of Sousse in June 2015. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Royal Courts of Justice.
Families of those who died left the courtroom in tears, hugging each other as they received some form of closure. The judge read out the names of their 30 loved ones, describing how they were shot on the beach, by the swimming pool, in corridors, and in the car park of the hotel. Much of his condemnation was directed at the Tunisian police, though, who deliberately and unjustifiably delayed their arrival.
Britain's top child protection officer says paedophiles who only look at online images should not be jailed. The Chief Constable of Norfolk Police, Simon Bailey, says so many cases are being reported that they should focus on more on the worst offenders. Independent child protection consultant Joanna Nicholas has told Talk Radio she agrees.
We cannot keep locking everybody out. We don't have the resources to do it. We know that prison isn't the answer for everybody. If we had a really good programme in the community that they did, and if you're on the sex offenders registry, you're not going to get a job as a teacher, so you don't have to worry that these individuals will then go out and be working with children.
A man has been jailed for at least 23 years for stabbing his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death in Cardiff. 21-year-old Andrew Saunders had Googled the easiest way to kill a person before he ambushed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons outside Matalan in September. Nigel Farage says UKIP's only MP, Douglas Carswell, should be expelled from the party. A member of Parliament for Clacton is accused of helping to stop the former leader from the chance of getting a knighthood. And a British musician has accused you two.
Can I read that again?
I missed out a word.
Did you? What word did you miss out?
Block. Helping to block the former leader.
Read it without the word again.
But I added
is
in
it
the
on
word,
your
stopped.
Script? No. You've missed it on your script, you said.
Yeah, so I put the word stop in and it didn't work.
Maybe Douglas Carswell took the word out.
Well,
have you thought about this? He's undermining your
news bulletin.
Report.
Well, I don't want to accuse him of that.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen him recently. I once saw him on a tube. Anyway.
Euphemism?
No, on the London Underground.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He's very distinctive looking.
Okay.
Anyway, and a British musician's accused U2 of stealing one of his songs for their 1991 album, Actung Baby. Paul Rose is suing the band for around £4 million, claiming elements of their track, The Fly, were copied. U2 haven't yet commented on the lawsuit, which has been filed in New York.
No, neither of us have we?
No, not us two.
No.
It's taken a while, hasn't it, coming up with that? I mean, that was...
I know, yeah. But then there was the Led Zepp one as well. That took even longer.
Have we got a...
No.
Oh.
Can we in the next?
No.
Why?
Well, busy with terrorism stories, to be honest.
Yeah, but, you know, light and shade.
Murder.
Light and shade. Take the, you know, give yourself a break from the murder and the terrorism by comparing you two and whatever this bloke song is. Then we'll have a listen and we'll decide. Who needs court?
I don't think we will decide.
Well, I mean, the result's not legally binding.
Yeah.
Just putting that out
there.
Right,
fine.
I mean, I can get the audio, but I'm going to say not for half one.
All right, 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's fine.
Two. Okay, yeah. I'll try and get it for
Thank
two.
Thank you.
There you go. It's news as it happens on the radio. Have you finished?
I've got to do weather.
Oh, yeah, here comes the weather. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Snowing in the north.
Oh, I've got that in the
Yay!
Forecast. I love how I didn't know that. So chilly with some bright spells, but showers in the west will eventually spread into most areas, as well as some hill snow further north.
Mm.
Highs of 8 degrees.
Thank you very much. Victoria Bourne there, who had the news.
And now, hey, full name check me.
What's your middle name?
Louise.
Victoria Louise Bourne there with the news. And now here's Ben Susanna Fletcher with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Susanna Good afternoon. Fletcher. Newcastle manager Rafa Benitez believes getting the right results at Brighton tonight will help restore his side's confidence. They've slipped a second in the Sky Bet Championship after a poor run of form and are a point behind tonight's opponents. Benitez says the match could kickstart their title bid.
We know that we can do it. So then it's a question now to bring back the confidence and then keep working the same way that we were doing in the past. And that's it. So... A team that is in our position but we have to have his confidence.
At the other end of the table, struggling Blackburn entertain Derby, and Bristol City, who are just outside the bottom three, go to Aston Villa. Finally, tennis. World number one Andy Murray returns to singles action today for the first time since his shock last 16 exit at the Australian Open. He takes on Tunisia's Malik Jaziri in the first round of the Dubai Championships. Fellow Brit Dan Evans, who beat Murray in the doubles yesterday, goes up against German Dustin Brown. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport, and Victoria with the live news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow, that would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. It was a theatre show first, I think, wasn't it? With Lenny Henry and Griffith Jones. You hold a pig's face open, you push a lot of coin in. The dead dog in Hacksaw Ridge, so he's got voting rights now as well.
I mean, I'm no Labourite, but the bloke's hopeless.
Grave worm. So we're confusing films, are we?
Because there was two films confused.
Gotcha. An American Werewolf in London has fallen.
Casablanca Man.
Yes, good.
Super Manchurian Candidate.
Fast Times at Hacksaw Ridgemont High.
American History X-Men.
The unbearable moonlightness of being.
The Dark Knight at the Museum.
Goodfellas Will Hunting.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Figures.
Schindler's Bucket List.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So hello then, and welcome to you as we shove today's Talk Radio afternoon into a broadcasting pan and toss it out of your wireless. It is, of course, today, it's World Batter Awareness Day. Shrove Tuesday, the day upon which we celebrate the time when Saint Shrove, back in the 2nd century AD, became one of the most venerated saints in all of Christianity, didn't he, Saint Shrove? Very much remembered in the myth of Saint Shrove and the Dragon, a monster who, legend has it, would come into the village late at night to make pancakes. Remember that? Remember that from your school lessons? Terrified villagers would wake up in the morning to find eggs, milk and flour all over the town square, burned to cinders from where the dragon had tried hard to fry it with his fiery breath. And the town were terrified of the pancake-making dragon, so Saint Shrove, riding on his horse, armed with just a Jif lemon back then, Saint Shrove himself followed the trail of batter to the dragon's lair, where he defeated it by squirting the Jif lemon in the dragon's eyes. The dragon, in pain then, flipped over on its back, tossing its batter all over the floor. Who amongst us can say we haven't done that? And that's why to this day we flip pancakes onto the floor by accident, to celebrate the legend of Saint Shrove and the Dragon. Bit of history there for you from Shrove Tuesday. Hello, though, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. It's the bit between 1 and 4 where Julia Hartley Brewer isn't. But the good news is that no matter how terrible you think this programme is, no matter how appallingly made this programme is, how badly presented, how awful the content, good news is it's still nowhere near as bad as the nightly show with David Walliams. Far more popular on television last night, of course, was the return of Broadchurch with David Tennant and Olivia Colman. They were back facing their biggest mystery yet. The mystery of why anyone thought David Walliams was a good idea. That's the, with his faux camp gay jokes, David Walliams. That's what he does, isn't it?
High five!
He just comes on, he's all gay camp person, he does all that. He hasn't got a funny bone in his body. Unless you count Simon Cowell. See, Williams, we can all do it. Bloody easy. Anyway then, here we go. Let's do a Tuesday afternoon, shall we? It's the day that police, and you've just heard this, we're talking about this in the news, of course, you've probably seen on the front pages today, the police call for some paedophiles to be kept out of jail. I'm going to be honest with you, I thought they'd be better off keeping them out of the clergy or scout groups or children. Well, I guess the police know best, don't they? So today, then, here's what's on the way. Headline hijacks are very much on the way. It's your chance to out-Trump Trump with your alternative facts. Get your news lie into the 2pm bulletin. That's all you have to do. Make some news up. Send it hither and also thither. The hither and thither line is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can feed us your made-up news on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You'll be aiming your news to the 2pm news, where upon Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. That's the mouth. And out of it will come a news lie. Before the hour is out. It's headline hijack. Fake news before fake news was a thing. Today's big story on the way, of course, isn't it? There's all your in-depth news analysis tackled through the medium of short-form oriental verse. That is the news in haikus. And ITV may well have moved the news at 10, but rest assured all your news coverage is intact here, provided you like your news coverage brought to you via a specific number of syllables. There's the Diversity Paper Review as well in this very hour. As a different diversity each day comes in here to review the papers for us. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, Ez is back, and he's ticking the diversity box marked black. The work experience punditry pundit today is work experience pundit Daisy. He'll be here to talk us through a week's new music. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be on the line to our foreign correspondent taking in a foreign story. Talking foreign about a big foreign story from somewhere foreign this afternoon. Keeping you in touch with events in the world. That's all your reactions. We'll be out on the streets, of course, to find out what the people think. Now, today we're going out on the streets to find out whether the people think window frames or printer toner. What do you think? That's the big question today, isn't it? It's what people are talking about. That's the zeitgeist. What do you think, though? Do you think window frames or do you think printer toner? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the words window frames or printer toner.
Victoria's bonus news today's at 3:30. It will be vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
That's right. Plus, your chance to win the prize of meat today. You can choose from chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. It's a budget thing. In a brand new game on Talk Radio, Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. It's Caller Call of Duty. Caller Duty, if you like. Do you want to play? Probably not, but why not have a go anyway? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could be our first ever player on that. It won't work very well, but never mind. Ginger Dave is not producing. I mean, if anyone should be in jail, it's him. Oh. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
Happy Pancake Day.
Yeah.
I like pancakes.
You must like pancakes, Cass, because they're made of an egg. Aren't they? And you like an egg? You smell of an egg.
I know, but that's got lots of other things in it. I just like eggs on their own.
But would you, if we just smeared an egg in a pan, would you eat just an egg? Would you just smear an egg on you?
That's scrambled egg, isn't it?
No, it's got milk in it.
Well, no.
Would you just like a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Okay. She smells of an egg. She smells of bird flu. Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Victoria's got a blank space, baby, and she'll write your news.
Oh, yeah.
Paid in St. Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
It's very much like those passengers on that train in Hertfordshire. I don't know whether you've seen this, doing the rounds on the social media, but hashtag Bagelgate. So this was some passengers who were putting bagels on people's heads on a train. A fight broke out, and then a man threw bagels out of a window. Paid in St. Cornelius is joining in Bagelgate. He's going to throw a bagel out of the window. Out of the window. And the window was closed.
The window doesn't open yet. Actually,
that's broken. That. Anyway, so at 16 minutes past one, and as head of music on Talk Radio, I say we start with some music to link us into today's big story. But what is today's big story? Figure it out from this. Destiny's Child and Bootylicious. But it links to today's big story, of course. But how does it link to today's big story? That's the question. It's getting into today's big story with the production value of music. So how and what is today's big story? Play along at home, of course. Cornelius, are you ready for this jelly?
Mm.
Are you ready for the jelly? I'll be honest with you, I don't know what jelly they're referring to.
I'm still eating my lunch.
You're not having any jelly unless you finish your salad, frankly. What jelly is it?
Is it this jelly? Yeah, are you ready for this jelly?
Do not do that. You are not bootylicious.
Are you ready for this jelly?
You are not bootylicious.
Mm.
However many times you do that, that doesn't make you bootylicious.
My body too bootylicious for you.
It isn't.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I don't want that jelly. That's worse than the jelly round a pork pie. That's aspic at best. But how does it link to today's big story, Cornelius? That's the question, isn't it? How?
Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Children in the news. Is it that big news story about the police?
No, it certainly is not.
Is it Beyonce? Is it Beyonce on being pregnant?
No.
She says, with twins, she says, I have three hearts on the Life site website.
No, it's not that.
Is it Beyonce shows off baby bump on the mirror?
Nothing to do with Beyonce.
Beyonce heartbroken over Coachella
nothing
cancellation.
To do with
I didn't
Beyonce.
Know she cancelled Coachella.
Beyonce, nothing
but
to do.
She's heartbroken.
It's nothing to do with that. She's got three hearts anyway. She just said, and if only one of them's broken, it wouldn't matter. Come on, today's big story: Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. How does it link to today's big story?
Booties. Oh, shoes.
No.
Delicious.
No.
Pancake Day.
No.
Oh.
Well, sort of, but no. Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Right. So, you've got Destiny's Child. Who's in Destiny's Child?
Beyonce.
Yeah. Well, Jay-Z. probably. Once.
Kelly Rowland.
If you like.
And Michelle.
There you go.
What's Michelle? What's her surname?
Doesn't matter.
Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
What was she in the news for?
No, she's not.
She's not?
No. But her name has got the word Shell in it. And what does that go round? An egg.
Eggs.
Egg. And what's in the news?
Eggs.
That's right. Why?
I don't know, are they?
Because of the free-range story. Free-range eggs are no longer to be labelled free-range because they've put them in barns to protect them from bird flu. So as of tomorrow, this is a prop. This is an issue. Mm. So it's a big story today about whether or not eggs can be free-range your barn eggs. So we're going to be talking about eggs. I'll be honest, it was Cass's idea, this story. But we're going to be doing it anyway because it's in the news and it's today's big story. We'll be talking egg next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is still very slow westbound between junctions 25 for Brighouse and 24 for Ainley Top. Two of the four lanes are closed for emergency repairs after an accident. There's queues through Mere on the eastbound A50 Uttoxeter Road as emergency repairs continue to a manhole cover. Cambridge's southbound 11 is still closed between 10 at Duxford and 8 at Bishop Stortford after an accident. So queues for the M11 and routes around Saffron Walden are very busy. And reports of an accident as you head into the centre of Bristol along Colston Avenue, the A38. I'm Jarena Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic! With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts! Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket! 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Forget La La Land on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. It's Talk Radio the musical because it's Wednesday. It's our midweek music man, Russ Kane, legendary broadcaster with all the goss for you and for me, Paul Ross, on the music scene. All that and your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day. Better call Paul. Whatever the topic, I'll put you on the radio. Talk Radio will get you talking and singing.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got a music review coming up later with Daisy and it'll be better than that one. Right, so Cornelius, some of your reactions have been coming in. I understand you've got the reactions that have been coming in.
Yes, I do, John. John, we literally do take anyone. The reaction of Paul Ross's assistant producer when his producer says, yep, we'll have Connor Maynard. That's come in from the office earlier. John,
Who's Connor Maynard?
He's a teen pop sensation.
Great. Carry on.
I'm Jarena Adams. That's coming from Jarena Adams with her classic catchphrase.
Thanks, Jarena Adams. Except, of course, when she says it, no one else can emulate the way she does it.
No.
She does it in that special. It's very good. Right, so it's time to talk about today's big story. Reactions coming in, by the way. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So as we've been hearing in the news then, the police have said that not all paedophiles should be jailed. The argument is that those who just look at dodgy pictures online should be rehabilitated in the community, because this is what the police say, if they pose no threat other than that, then the court process is slow, costly and takes up the better, time better spent catching nonces like Savile. I'm paraphrasing. Conversely, in the news today is the news that Britain's eggs are to lose their free-range status, at least temporarily. The authorities have said that all chickens should be locked up, not because all chickens are paedophiles, obviously, because it's instead the threat of bird flu. Some have pointed out the danger of locking up chickens with eggs, as eggs are, of course, contain baby chickens, which could be a risk given chicken paedophiles. But as there appears to be no such thing as that, most people think it's perfectly safe. The main question is, of course, what of free-range eggs, then? Will this dent the egg market? If you only buy free-range eggs, would you buy an egg that's been pooed out of a hen's arse in a barn? Why is all this such big news? Well, to find out, I'm very pleased to welcome to the show André Jauré. He's chairman of the British Egg Industry Council. Is that right, André? Hello, André. Hello, André. Hello, André. Can you hear me? Hello, André. I appear to have lost André there, chairman of the Egg Industry Council. Well, you can't hear us anyway. So while Aspodcast attempts to get that line back. Okay, might be there now. André, are you there? André, can you hear me? No, he can't.
I have a question.
You have a question.
Is André a chicken?
Well, I mean, he would have clucked.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if he was a chicken, he would have clucked then, wouldn't he? At least he would have gone, you know, we'd have heard that. But it was obviously just his line. André, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we got you. Sorry about that. That's what you call a technical cass.
What you had was scrambled eggs.
That didn't make any sense. André, chairman of the British Egg Industry Council. Is that the correct title?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so first of all, what is the British Egg Industry Council then? Tell us about it.
The British Egg Industry Council is a trade association which represents all aspects of egg production, right through from the breeding flocks, hatcheries, rearing, laying farms of all descriptions, and packing and even processing, you know, where we're making, turning egg into liquid egg, pasteurised egg, as an ingredient for food manufacturers.
Oh, I see, right, so the range of eggs, but it's the free range, of course, of eggs that we're concerned with. Now, is it from tomorrow these stickers are appearing on egg boxes in supermarkets, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there are already some visible in some supermarkets, but I think certainly by the end of the week, by Friday, you'll see them on all free-range packs.
I see. Now, obviously, being Pancake Day, this is very timely indeed. A lot of people will be breaking out the eggs today. A lot of egg activity, if you will. And what difference does it... For those that are thinking, but hang on, I want free-range eggs, that's why I buy free-range eggs, that's what I want to do. Does these eggs, these chickens being in barns at the moment, make any difference at all? Are they running around the barn? What's the...
Yes, they are running around the barn, and these are the barns that they would sleep in at night anyway.
Yeah.
And as far as the egg is concerned, it's absolutely the same egg. It will taste the same, it will look the same, and it is still being produced by free-range hens, but temporarily some of them are having to be shut in. As you possibly know, there's a big EU-wide problem with bird flu in wild birds. And back in December, the government ordered that all free-range birds and organic birds had to be housed. Unfortunately, under a technicality from EU regulation, after 12 weeks, you can no longer sell those eggs as free range.
Right.
Now, that's not all producers, because what the government then did was say, for England anyway, they defined sort of high-risk areas, and in a high-risk area, which is generally by water or by lakes and so on, you've got to house your birds, you have no choice. for those people outside high-risk areas in England and all of Scotland and all of Wales, each producer has to do their own risk assessment in conjunction with their veterinary advisors. And the information that we have to date is probably, we think, about two-thirds of all the free-range hens in UK will remain housed. Perhaps about a third will be coming out today.
Right, OK. So in terms of, I mean, this sort of talk will, of course, have got the Brexiteers frothing. Because it comes from the EU, right? So is that something that once we're out of Europe, that kind of ruling goes?
Well, that's all about the future relationship that we have with the EU. If we want to trade with the EU, this is just from a practical point of view, then the chances are that the rules that we will operate to will be exactly the same as they currently are.
Right.
There is, of course, the opportunity for the UK to do something different when we're out of the EU, but somehow I have my doubts. I suspect we'll end up with exactly the same rules as we've always had.
Yes, because again, bird flu isn't going to respect the borders, is it?
It most certainly doesn't, and this is a Europe-wide problem. It's not just hens in the UK that have been shut in. This is right across the continent, you know, France, Germany, Holland, Scandinavia, Italy, you name it, just about every major country in Europe is shutting their birds in or has had to shut their birds in because of this problem.
First we had courgette gate, now this, frankly. Now, I've got a question. Sort of, how many... Now, I'm asking this for a friend. Well, not a friend, for a northern producer. But how many boiled eggs is it sensible to eat in one sitting in a small confined studio?
Well, as far as egg consumption, there are no limits on egg consumption from a health point of view, which is great. You know, you can eat as many as you like so long as you have a balanced diet.
And she doesn't have that.
However, if you're going to eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs, then I suspect in a small studio the risk would be... well, we know what the risk might be, so I would say don't eat more than two or three.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, she does smell of her egg.
Mm, it will, yes.
Good. Well, there we have it. Thank you, André. André Azouray there, chairman of the British Egg Industry Council, giving us, some advice in the workplace there for Cass, who simply just eats egg after egg after a egg after a egg after a egg after a egg after her egg, and smells of her egg. And also advice for you, if you're thinking of pancakes today, do not be alarmed by the sticker on the box of eggs in your supermarket.
Take them off, though.
Well, yes.
Don't put them in the pancakes.
No. Thank you for stepping in with that advice.
You're right, I forgot
to ask André that.
Well, I was surprised that he didn't mention it, and frankly, I think his position has become untenable at the egg board.
Right. So, if you have a fear of egg, then let us know, and we can help you out with, now we know all about egg, we can help you out with advice, egg advice on the programme. Today, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with I want egg vice.
Thank you. It's 1:33. Victoria's going to bring us the news now.
Talk Radio.
The coroner at the inquest into the deaths of 30 British tourists on a Tunisian beach has ruled they were all unlawfully killed. They died in Sousse in June 2015 during a terror attack when a gunman opened fire. Kieran Mitchell, the lawyer for victim Scott Chalkley's family, has told Talk Radio they're considering taking legal action against the tour operator TUI.
The issue of negligence hasn't been ruled out. The judge specifically said he couldn't determine any civil liability. Certain things were said in the summing up today that we took heart from in terms of criticisms that were made and deficiencies identified, and that's something we need to discuss going forward.
The UK's leading child protection officer says paedophiles who view indecent images shouldn't be jailed unless they pose a physical threat to children. Simon Bailey says officers need to concentrate their resources on those who pose a significant risk. A man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death outside the Matalan shop where they worked has been jailed for at least 23 years. Andrew Saunders killed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons in central Cardiff last year. UKIP's only MP says he's happy to meet with the party's chairman to discuss Nigel Farage's claim he should be kicked out. The former leader has accused Douglas Carswell of trying to split and divide UKIP in every way imaginable since joining in 2014. And the private American company SpaceX has announced plans to fly two private citizens around the moon next year in the first manned US mission since the 1970s. The tourists are paid a significant deposit for the week-long trip. The weather chilly with some bright spells, but showers in the west will eventually spread into most areas, as well as some hill snow further north. Highs of 8 degrees is more in half an hour.
SpaceX?
No, not eggs, John. The letter X.
Oh,
space
right.
X.
Did you do a little burp during that news?
No, that wasn't a burp. Just to clarify, apparently you forgot how to breathe.
You forgot how to breathe?
Yeah, it didn't work. I took a breath and it went... yeah, it wasn't good, was it?
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was uncomfortable.
You looked it.
Yeah.
It looks like you couldn't help it, so don't worry.
Thank you.
As long as you're all right now.
Hopefully I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria's back in an hour with more choking away through the news. We're vegetable news. It's bonus news today, of course. No, not now. 2 hours, actually. 3:30, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We moved it.
I've forgotten about that.
We've moved bonus news. It's going to be at 3:30. She'll be here with vegetable news each and every day. She brings us a bonus news. What a treat for us all. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today it's the turn of vegetable news. If you've got a vegetable news scoop, by the way, and you'd like to help Victoria out with it, then send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or me directly on Twitter, Victoria _RNE on Twitter.
Every time you say your Twitter address, I'm going to dump it. And it's just going to
tweet
really
me directly, Victoria _Born.
Yeah, it doesn't work three times, John.
Oh, so Victoria, if I say rude word three times, it
can't. No,
I didn't know that.
I'll tell you what, let's move on.
I didn't know
that.
Cass doesn't look happy.
We're all learning today, aren't we?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know. I thought you'd... Anyway,
you can only double dump.
There's a button that you press that if someone says something bad or their Twitter name, then you press it and it cuts 7 seconds of time out of the broadcast. So what you hear is essentially a jump cut because we broadcast 7 seconds in delay. So I press it twice, you get a 14-second delay. When does it catch up with itself? Or are we now?
So basically, if we leave a bit of silence,
yeah,
it didn't broadcast that silence.
Right.
So that's that catching up on it.
Right, it's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, but also during the ads.
Fine. All right, good. Anyway, so Victoria, thank you.
That's okay.
Okay, so good. Headline hijack on the way, and of course today's diversity paper review. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here's a trail.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, go buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's just coming up to a time. The diversity paper review is on the way. Ez is back today to go through the papers for us. Before that, of course, headline hijack. You need to get your made-up news stories to us. You can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Are you letting the delay catch up again?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
I was.
Fine.
They wouldn't have heard that, though.
No.
Very clever.
I literally don't understand how it works. Anyway, I mean, are we still on air, is what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
We're on air and more vulnerable than ever.
Okay. Right then. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. Victoria will say it out her mouth. Oh, I'm on edge now. I've got a real compulsion to say a swear word or something. It's really bad, isn't it?
I will just punch you.
Okay. anyway, the news is at 2 o'clock with Victoria. I'd like you to make up a news story and hear it broadcast, unless we dump it, as news, as fact. It's fake news writ large. You know how it works because you are a regular listener. And if you're not, what it's here for is to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. We do research. That research indicates that between 1 and 2 in the afternoon is, well, lunchtime. People pop out for lunch. They don't hear this bit of the programme. So we set up Headline Hijack here and pay it off at 2 when those people come back. It's the first thing they hear. They hear the news, so they believe it. But one of the stories is a lie. Here's one that's come in now that Cornelius will read out.
Yes, this is from Jack, who says, following the embarrassment of the cock-up at the Academy Awards over the weekend, the Academy chief organiser Oscar has retired after 44 years of service to the awards. This will, of course, mean that he will be replacing the nickname of the awards will be changed to whoever succeeds him. At the moment, the front-runner is his deputy, Randy, meaning this time next year we could be talking about what happened at the Randys.
You almost read that correctly.
It sounded all right, though.
Not really. There's been a riot. This has come in from Dean at HMP Newcastle after this morning's breakfast pancake party got out of hand. as we speak, this is breaking news. Prisoners have taken control of two wings of the prison in Newcastle. The situation started over a confrontation between officers and convicts over a lack of chocolate syrup. And they're not allowed Jif Lemon in there because it's an eye weapon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Squirt that in someone's eye. Anyway, Ez is here and we're doing a diversity pay-per-view very shortly while you work out what you're going to send in for Headline Hijack, and you've got about 18 minutes to do so before the news at 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
At Juicen, we've got loads of hot products and incredibly cool prices. So don't miss out on our brilliant February trade deals. Clean up with 25% extra free on big wipes now from just £7.99. Get a Novi Pro puncture-free 90-litre wheelbarrow for only £50.94. And pick up a whopping 200 bonus juice points. Discover more really impressive trade deals that won't wipe out your wallet online at juicen.co.uk or in your nearest branch. Juicen, everything you need to get the job done. Prices subject to 20% VAT.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
Just south of Whitley Bay, Marden Road South, the A193 is currently closed near to the quarry inn. the recovery of an overturned vehicle. Clearing for West Yorkshire's westbound M62. It's been really slow throughout the morning after an accident around Junction 25 for Brickhouse. All the restrictions have been lifted. Cambridge's M11 is still closed south from 10 at Duxford to 8 at Bishop Stortford. So the M11's busy. Routes around Saffron Walden are very congested. And there's delays in Gloucester for all approaches to the Elmbridge Court roundabout because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on Consumer Intelligence data December 2016.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, self-pithy's been on. At last, John, some discussion worthy of broadcast on your talk radio station. The hen shed relationship, brackets in or out, has been resolved. Until now, EU egg legislation has been haunting my waking dreams. Mm. Thank you for covering that in detail. Mm. Our pleasure on this most pancake of days.
Cornelius, the exit, what have you got referendum. John, the other day I went to a supermarket to find out they were giving away range eggs for free. Yeah. Yet when I tried to walk out the store, they tried to charge me, led to an incident involved with the police. I still don't know what went wrong. That's coming from an idiot. Yeah. John, they should only give stickers to eggs when they go to the dentist to reward them for being so brave.
That's right. If you've got a reaction to the big egg story today, then let us know. Mark, write them down on a postcard or sealed down envelope and do mark your entries. Egg. Now, the news. I've been watching some of it and looking at it and reading it and listening to it. And, President Donald Trump, he certainly isn't a professor, has proposed to increase US defence spending, of course, by $54 billion. That's £43 billion. Next year, we know that. We know that space eggs are going to the moon with two people on board or something like that. They found out, after we revealed it yesterday on this programme, that the reason... They've done an investigation. There's a whole investigation. Now, the reason that Warren Beatty read out the wrong film was because somebody backstage gave him the wrong envelope. Now,
the wrong envelope.
We called that yesterday on the show. I said that. I said all that's happened there is someone's given the wrong envelope.
I think everyone knew that, didn't they?
Yeah. It's apart from them, we've done a massive investigation and revealed today.
Oh, right.
But if they listened to me, they're not going to save them a load of time and money.
Mm.
Anyway, that's why the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it.
Lots
of people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right, because that's why we're here. To help. And we do that by analysing the news for you through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's right. Oriental short form verse meets current affairs. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bread's bad for global warming. It's the worst thing that's happened since sliced bread.
Radio in haikus. It's time for the diversity paper review. Ez. is back for the Diversity Paper Review. The Diversity Paper Review is the papers reviewed, but each day they are reviewed by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back our good friend Ez, whose diversity is...
I'm La La Land. No, sorry, black. Black, black.
You got the wrong envelope there.
Oh, I got the wrong envelope, guys. Sorry about that. Oh, man. Calamity.
It can happen to us all, can't it?
That's yeah, I mean, like, I just got the wrong information.
Yeah. Right, so, Ez, what's in the papers? What are you starting with?
Let's start with the Daily Express, and I want to start with something very it now. The Twitter hashtag trends, you know, the protests. I want to start a hashtag trend for justice for Vinny. Have you heard about this dog?
No.
Who has been evicted from his house? Okay.
Oh yeah.
You have.
It went to the High Court, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So right. Basically, the headline reads: Little Vinny left homeless after judge orders dog out of a £1 million flat. So this judge, Donald Cryan, has agreed with the Victoria Palace management, which runs the flat that these owners are living.
Yeah.
That Vinny's presence, the dog, has breached its policy. Of barring animals. So basically, little Vinny has been left homeless now.
Right.
And potentially the owners of the dog face a £70,000 legal bill if they fail to, you know, get their
So they live in a flat. The rules of the flat said no pets.
No pets.
They stomped all over those rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're wondering why they're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, like, so I want to start this Twitter trend of hashtag justice for Vinny, because this is a tragic story. And I've actually, you know, I was at the Shard earlier, and I saw little Vinny busking. So if you want to donate anything to him, you know, go to the Shard and
I'm gonna wear a t-shirt that says "Je suis Vinny."
Je suis Vinny. Yeah,
I think we all will.
Yeah.
So what is happening? Is Vinny sort of being housed somewhere else while this was all being sorted out, or was he allowed to stay in the flat?
It doesn't really go to detail. The Daily Express don't really go to detail about where he's going to be housed now. But it's just it's an ongoing case, and it's not looking good for Vinny. It's not looking good for the owners, and they're basically saying that he's homeless now. So we're going to have to raise some funds for Vinny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there'll be people queuing up to rehouse Vinny, I presume.
Yeah.
Should Vinny,
of course,
you know, not be able to stay in his flat, we could have him here. I'm
Station dog.
Are
there rules against dogs in the studio?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out in court.
Many rules here, probably, I imagine.
Yeah, we don't really follow any of them, or know what they are, it's fine.
He's a great busker, so he could, you know. Don't you guys have a segment where buskers come in?
We do on a Friday, the busking dog Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, well, that's a scandalous story unfolding.
Let's give Vinny a job.
All right. Save Vinny. Je suis Vinny.
Je suis.
Next
story, Metro. Have you heard about the postmaster who faked his own robbery? So he faked a 185K raid on the shop. Have you guys heard about this
story?
No. So the Metro reporting today that a postmaster has been jailed for staging a robbery at his own corner shop. So basically, after the guards who come in with the big security guards
your
with the money.
Your security calls, all that lot.
That's it. I think they had 95K with them delivered to their ATM. And Muhammad Iqbal was shown on CCTV being drugged, quote-unquote, in an apparent ambush by two men. But he's been bamboozled here, and the police have found out that he hired these two men, the driver, the getaway driver, and the gunman to stage this robbery at his own shop. And do you want to hear what the prosecutor said?
Yes, I do.
Tim Bernard said, "If I was Donald Trump, I think I could call it a fake robbery." Just a bit of shots fired.
It's like this prosecutor there trying a bit of humour.
Yeah, trying a bit of humour.
Prosecutor's humour.
Donald Trump.
It's always worth waiting for. How was it uncovered that he set this up himself? I mean, they just staged it for the cameras.
The police found out that he had looked up how to buy chloroform and went to collect the robbers before he stole the money. So they had basically uncovered his plan. And I think they probably went through his Google history or whatnot, internet history and stuff.
How to rob your own shop.
How do you rob your own corner shop? Oh, okay, cool. Chloroform, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so they basically uncovered his plan, his master plan, but it got unfoiled, unfortunately, for him.
Yeah, well,
so now
okay.
He's going to face jail time.
That means there's an empty post office, which Vinny...
Oh, hang on, I like where you're going with this.
...could well live in. Now, he might need to be retrained to run a post office.
I believe in Vinny, though.
But
he's a good boy.
I'm happy for Vinny to run a post office and be rehoused in there. I don't see why that would be a problem.
Nice. I never thought of that.
There you go. I'm here to help you.
Well,
next newspaper.
Next newspaper is the Times. So have you guys heard about the touchscreen projector that turns coffee tables into pianos?
Again, this is, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? Well, I'm going to give you the story. A gadget that promises to turn any flat surface into a giant touchscreen will allow users to play a virtual piano on their coffee table.
That's the least interesting bit about a thing that can be turned into a giant touchscreen.
Yeah.
So they've gone for piano.
It could do other things like Netflix, because it's an Android device. It can, you know, go on Google Play, do anything that an Android phone can do. Pretty much anything, like a tablet, basically. Yeah. So it's basically a tablet on the table. But just a projector instead of the physical tablet in your hand touching. So it negates the whole actually physically touching, whereas now with this, you give it voice commands, like the Amazon Echo.
Okay.
So it's like that, but just
But
not
any
physical.
Flat surface?
Yeah, but that's what it's reporting.
So horizontal,
that's
vertical,
what the Times
whatever.
Reporting. Yeah. Any flat surface, you can turn it into a projector and turn a coffee table into a piano.
Right.
So this is a
I mean, it certainly make the rumours about certain actors and actresses and coffee tables a lot more interesting. None of which are broadcasting. Let me just say that now.
This is going to be going for around just over $1,000 grand in spring. So it's actually one of those news stories, those tech news stories, which it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, flying cars, which will probably come in never.
I'm all for this because yesterday, a little insight into my life. So last night, I went out, you know, doing some training.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. Yeah. In a field, in the dark, in the rain, in the mud. Right?
You didn't have Vinny with you?
Vinny was absent. But when I got back, I was so cold and I thought, all right, but I'm going to have a bath.
Yeah.
I need a bath, right? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to lie in a bath and I'm going to watch something on my tablet or phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And of course, I thought, but how do you do that? Because there's the danger you're going to drop the phone in the right. Had I been able to turn a surface into something to watch, like the edge of the shower screen or something, then all of my problems would have been solved.
Exactly.
So I'm all for this kind of invention.
I mean, like, you're all for it, but it's £1,275. Would you be willing to pay? It's going to be the first of its kind, really. So
yeah, no, I'm not willing to pay that.
No.
What can you, is there again, a use for Vinny, because we can't be far away from the technology where you can broadcast stuff on the back of pets, right? Because I, you know, I've got a dog,
Mojo,
and I walk Mojo, and that's fine. I don't mind walking Mojo, it's quite nice, but sometimes you want to listen to something,
don't
you?
You get a bit bored, you look down, you're like, oh, he's taking a number two, might as well watch something while
exactly,
he's...
Exactly, but if you've got Netflix available on a dog's back, right... Then you could, while walking the dog, and because normally I listen to podcasts or something, right? But you could watch Netflix on the dog walking next to you, couldn't you? If they'd invented the technology to...
You'd have to keep the dog on the lead.
Yeah, or have a well-trained dog.
Yeah.
But we're going to train Vinny, so it's not going to be a problem, I don't think.
So you keep the dog on the lead, and you watch Netflix on the back of a dog. And that way, if you've got a pet, you wouldn't necessarily have to buy a television. You just, when the pet lies down in the evening, because they do, you could just sit and watch Netflix on a dog. So... Anyway, technology there. Ez, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
Once again, the diversity paper for you, reminders of your diversity.
Black. I'm black.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Got the right emblem this time.
That's right. Good. So, more diversity paper for you tomorrow, of course, with a different diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme on the radio. In the next bit of the programme, though, we will be... we'll be bringing you work experience punditry today. We've got a brand new game for you. That's right. On air. You can come on air and play a game of... Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. If you'd like to win some meat in a game of that, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And after the news at 2 o'clock, we're also going to be talking to the organiser of this year's Isle of Wight Festival. It's guest action about some of the bands that have just been announced for that lineup. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tuesday is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, TUI could be sued after terror attack. Should all paedophiles go to prison and UKIP's infighting?
Talk Radio.
Some of the relatives of the 30 British victims of the Tunisia terror attack say they're considering taking legal action against the travel operator TUI. A coroner's ruled they were all unlawfully killed when a gunman opened fire on a beach in Sousse almost 2 years ago. He criticised the response of police as at best shambolic, at worst cowardly. Kieran Mitchell, the lawyer for Scott Chalkley's family, has told Talk Radio the inquest process has been difficult.
The last 6 weeks have been tremendously harrowing for the family. Lots of facts involving the death of a very loved member of their family for them to sit and listen to, but they have throughout conducted themselves with tremendous dignity. They will be pleased that the inquest is now over.
A leading child protection officer says paedophiles who view indecent images but go no further shouldn't be sent to prison. Norfolk's Chief Constable Simon Bailey says forces can't cope with a huge rise in reports of abuse. The Home Office says downloading child abuse images is a terrible crime and should be treated as such. A man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death outside the shop they worked at has been jailed for at least 23 years. Andrew Saunders killed them in central Cardiff last year. Former England footballer Adam Johnson faces a wait to find out if he can challenge his conviction for engaging in sexual activity with a 15-year-old fan. Three judges at the Court of Appeal have listened to legal arguments today and say they'll announce their decision at a later date. And Nigel Farage says UKIP would be better off with no MPs than having one who contradicts the leadership. He wants their only Member of Parliament, Douglas Carswell, to be kicked out. Mr Farage denies this is because the Clacton MP helped block him from the chance of getting a knighthood.
He has been, ever since the general election, seeking to undermine us. And, you know, if you read the book, The Brexit Club, actual quotes in there where he says his job in the referendum was to neutralise the effect of UKIP. And I'm saying to UKIP, come on, wake up, smell the coffee. It's time to have a proper divorce because he's not doing you any good.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yeah, and where does the coffee come from, eh? Not Britain, is it?
I don't think so.
No, yeah. There you go. So now what he's asking us to do then is wake up and smell the foreign coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which rather flies in the face of his message.
Yes.
Just saying.
The weather, chilly with some bright spells, but showers in the west. Are you interrupting me?
No.
What was that noise?
I was humming music because we're about to talk to the organiser of the Isle of Wight Festival.
What music were you humming?
I was...
Was there anything from a band or artist playing?
Nope.
It just sounded rubbish.
Okay.
Showers in the west. Do you just want to do a little sing song? Come on.
That was a bit of
Bastille. Now's your time.
That was Bastille.
Do it again.
That's like a Teletubbies doing Bastille.
Yeah, it's creepy. Anyway, showers in the west will eventually spread into most areas, as well as some hill snow further north, highs of 8 degrees.
Have you ever been to the Isle of Wight?
No.
That's the end of that conversation then.
If they want to let me go, though,
Shall I ask for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, then I
there
will.
There is a band called Victoria on the bill.
Yeah, well, we can make friends, couldn't we?
Do you want to know? When I read it, because this is the point, they've announced some of the lineup today, so we're going to be talking to the organiser in a minute. But I was reading down the list of new bands, and there's a band called Victoria on the bill. And when I read Victoria, I thought I was going to ask you if you're doing the news live from...
I think we should do that. Can I do it for your show live from the Isle of Wight?
Should we ask?
Yeah. All right. And also, while we're at it, I'd really like to go to Boarmasters Festival. For free.
He's not Santa.
Please, John.
Anyway, Victoria are an up-and-coming indie pop group. So, just saying that. Right, thank you very much.
Never mind.
I know where you're going with that. Yeah. Don't.
Here's sport... Here's sport with Ben. Ben's got the pre-recorded
Talk
sport.
Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Brighton manager Chris Hughton has played down the significance of tonight's top-of-the-table clash with Newcastle. The two sides are separated by just 1 point at the top of the Sky Bet Championship ahead of the clash at the Amex, but Hughton doesn't believe the result will be pivotal to the fate of either club.
This is the Championship, and every week there'll be difficult games, and every week there'll be some surprise results. It is what it is, and it just shows that the levels in this division, if you're not at the top of your game, then you can lose.
At the other end of the table, struggling Blackburn entertain Derby, and Bristol City, who are just outside the bottom three, go to Aston Villa. Finally, tennis. Dan Evans has eased into the second round of the Dubai Championships. He beat German Dustin Brown 6-2, 6-3. Andy Murray will make his first singles appearance since the Australian Open later, when he takes on Tunisia's Malik Jaziri. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the UK has been put on high alert after a Russian submarine appeared to sail up the River Thames and stopped outside the House of Parliament. Downing Street says it's expecting a call from Vladimir Putin imminently and will be prepared to negotiate demands for surrender.
Thank you very much, and of course we'll bring you more on that news as it unfolds throughout the afternoon. Thank you very much, Victoria and Ben, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
So, good afternoon. If you'd like to win some meat, by the way, and what better choice of gift could there be this pancake day? You could choose some chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg. In today's brand new on-air game, Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio. It'll be happening at around 4:15 this afternoon. If you'd like to take part, be our inaugural contestant. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could win chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg. It's a pancake day treat.
Talk Radio.
Speaking of pancake day, we thought today we'd help you out with recipes. It's all the rage, isn't it? Everyone's doing it at the moment today. I've seen it on the television and heard it on the radio. And people are saying, oh, pancakes, oh, what sort of pancakes best? Anyway, we've been talking to some celebrities for you. And we've got some celebrity pancake recipes that we can bring to you now. So if you are looking forward to your pancakes later today, here's some for you. So Nigel Farage has told us his. That's good, isn't it? He says milk, eggs, flour, kipper. He's a new kipper. And then he says that Douglas Carswell is trying to undermine his frying pan. He's not very pleased about that. So that's his recipe. There, Cornelius, you've got a rest of celebrity recipes.
Yes, I asked Gordon Ramsay what his recipe for pancakes was. Yeah. And he said, effing eggs and mother effing milk, you absolute moron. Yeah. And lots of bloody flour, you absolute useless cretin.
Thank you, Gordon Ramsay, for that as well. David Walliams here, been in charge of a pancake. This was last night. It was rubbish.
Completely flat, though.
Yeah. Warren Beatty, we asked him for his recipe for a pancake, and he said the following. You might want to get a pen, write this down if you want the Warren Beatty pancake. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, plus a little for greasing. 750 grams of lean beef mince. 90 grams of prosciutto. A jar of tomato sauce. 200 millilitres of hot beef stock. A little grated nutmeg. 300 grams of fresh pack. Lasagna sheets, half quantity white sauce, and 125-gram ball of mozzarella. And that was his recipe for a pancake, although he did open the wrong packet because it was handed to him by someone from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and that's actually a recipe for la-la-la lasagna. Anyway, more celebrity pancake recipes. If you want to supply one to us, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now, a montage of music. Wake up, Maggie. Stuart, Bastille, Alison Moyet, Run DMC, Kooks and Arcade Fire there. Why on earth will we be playing those? Let's find out. As we talk to the organiser of the Isle of Wight Festival, John Giddings is on the phone. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good today. Good. What about yourself? Busy, I imagine.
I'm very well indeed. It's a nice day. It's Shrove Tuesday and we've announced another raft of acts, and it's great. We got a great response to them all. So fingers, arms and legs crossed for the summer and the weather.
So this is the 8th to the 11th of June on the Isle of Wight, of course, the iconic Isle of Wight Festival. Give us some of the names then. I mean, we just ran through some of them, of course, for you, some of the headliners. So some of the other names, John.
Well, we've got the Vamps, we've got Zara Larsson, we've got Melanie C. There's, you know, acts for young and old across the board, because what you're trying to do is create a jigsaw puzzle. You don't want people standing in front of the main stage all day long. You want them to move around the site and discover different things in different areas.
Yeah.
So you book acts for different age groups.
Yeah. So, but you've been doing this a long time, haven't you? You've been working in the music industry for a long time. So you've done...
No, I couldn't get a real job.
Well, I know the feeling. I mean, you've done the Stones, Madonna, Genesis, Celine Dion, Bowie,
yes.
Of course, yeah. For a long time.
Yeah, I represented David for 30 years, bless his soul.
Mm. And am I right, he did his final UK appearance at the Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah, that's right. It's an incredible moment in 2004, and you can watch it on YouTube, which everything we've ever filmed always appears on YouTube, although it's not meant to.
Yeah, of course.
And when he performs Heroes, it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So what, I mean, in terms of when, because the Isle of Wight Festival, you know, back, I mean, 1970 was Hendrix, wasn't it? And
yeah, I was there.
You were there as a punter?
Yeah, as a schoolboy. I went down to the Isle of Wight in 1970, saw Jimi Hendrix and the Doors.
Yeah.
It got banned by an Act of Parliament for 32 years, and then the Isle of Wight Council decided to start it up again.
Right.
And they asked everybody in the music business to come and tout for it. Nobody was interested because they thought to put a festival on an island you can only get to by boat would never work.
Yeah.
And I was the only person stupid enough to go down there. But when I talked to them, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have my own festival? And yeah. 16 years later.
That's exactly what you've got. So this, you revived it in 2002, right? So this, yeah. In terms of, I mean, you say the council wanted to redo it, but why the ban in the first place?
Because they had 600,000 people on an island that held 100,000 people at the time, and it caused complete, absolute, utter devastation.
And that is in the days before health and safety, so, you know, that just gives you some idea. And how long did it take to get, did it take to get 600,000 people across to the Isle of Wight?
Well, what they did with the car fair is they just put people on it like sheep. It was incredible, 4,000 or 5,000 people at a time.
Wow.
They walked halfway across the island to get there, if I remember rightly.
So where did you, when you went that first time then, were you crammed in?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, we had no idea. It was my first year ever of going to festivals. I had been to the Bath Festival, and then I went to the Isle of Wight. And I couldn't believe there were 600,000 other people in the world that liked the same music as me. Before that, I'd just been listening to LPs in my bedroom.
Yeah. In terms of how you go about choosing the acts then, because I've always wondered this about festival organising, because as you say, it is creating a jigsaw puzzle, really, of things that people will want to see. So you've got to get all kinds of genres in there. But are they acts that you have personally seen? How do you curate the whole thing?
Well, what you have to do is choose artists that are capable of performing to 50,000 people in the field, even if it's raining. It doesn't mean they have to necessarily be in the charts now.
Yeah.
They have to be capable of a performance, which is why we've had Muse, Coldplay, Fleetwood Mac, etc. Because they've all learnt their craft and capable over a period of time of delivering. You know, Jay-Z was incredible when he brought Kanye West with him.
Yeah. And I mean, it's an obvious question, but it's one I'm going to ask anyway. In terms of your highlight over all those years, because you've got no idea when you book them who you're going to think, okay, who's going to blow it away. But can you put a highlight on it?
Listen, I spend more time looking at the audience than at the artist.
Yeah.
Because it depends how the audience are enjoying themselves. Because the audience pay me to come, and I pay the artist to come. So the audience...
Oh, might have lost... Oh, they still
there? I did pay £100,000 for the Rolling Stones to bring their B stage and play three songs in the middle of the field.
Yeah, well, you know, we know about... Keith Richards needs to be kept in shepherd's pie, doesn't he? You know,
it's on the rider. You have to build a snooker table backstage. Room.
Is there any truth, right? Because I heard a rumor once, and you probably shed light on this because you've worked with them, right? Where was this on the Steel Wheels tour, the Stones, where Bill Wyman had a glass square built into the stage in front of him, where he had a nudie lady dancing under the stage that only he could see.
That's rubbish.
Oh, how disappointing.
A great story. You can tell it to everybody you like.
Yeah. It's disappointing. I was hoping you'd go, yeah, that happened.
It was Keith Richards.
What, dancing?
I did rent the Stones their own ferry and put Amy Winehouse on it with her. You can imagine the carnage that ensued there.
No wonder, yeah, that would cost you a lot to fix. Long may you continue doing this, of course, but give us a rundown of some acts that you're still to get, that you still want.
When Oasis reform, I'd love to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Pink Floyd ever did, I'd love to get them.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, are we making headliners of the future? You know, you've got Ed Sheeran, you've got Adele, but what rock bands are there today that are going to be up there in 20 years' time? Muse, I imagine, Coldplay, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But it's a different era now of music where you can download one song off iTunes. You don't have to take a whole album.
I think you're absolutely right. I find that. I find it now, I don't know what's happened really, is that it's almost that bands know, or new bands know, that they're going to have one or two songs, and then they sort of don't seem to bother for the rest of the album. It all just sounds kind of similar.
Yeah, I don't think that a record company will stick with a group like Simple Minds or U2 and build them up for four or five albums now. They're not prepared to invest in that kind of a future, so it's much more short-term.
Yeah. All right, so the rundown, again, well, it isn't a rundown, it's incredible. Arcade Fire, then Run DMC, Rod Stewart, Rag and Bone Man, he's a man of the moment, isn't he? Bastille, Kaiser Chiefs, Catfish, Vamps, as we said, Razor Light now added to the bill, Tom Chaplin, Scouting for Girls, Mel C.
David Guetta, you've forgotten David Guetta.
David Guetta, yeah, that's right, as well, that's all it is. Pretenders, Kooks, okay, and many more. Okay, John, so the date, 8th to the 11th of June, Isle of Wight, festival.com. That's right, isn't it?
Absolutely. Come on down.
All right, thanks for talking to us. That's John Giddings, promoter of the Isle of Wight Festival there on Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we will Work Experience Punditry is on the way, of course, and that links us neatly to today because Daisy's here to review new music for us. We'll also be talking to a foreign correspondent about a foreign story that's happening somewhere foreign. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Don't do the everyday, every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent, and what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do the damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
We've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark. We've had a second attack. We're still blocking up the wall and it's still cold. But it's good though. Teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done. It's pretty incredible.
Don't do the everyday, every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Morning, hon. So, how's Tamworth?
Yep, the hotel's good. I'm just having a sausage sandwich before we go off to set.
How did it go yesterday?
The director seemed to really like what I brought to my performance.
That's great. And who are you today?
Manning crowd number 11.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes, a Maserati. Now picture a number. A price. Too high. Focus. No? With the Ghibli Saloons, that's at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of 5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Near Whitley Bay, the A193 Marden Road South is currently closed in both directions near to the Quarry Inn for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. Gloucester's A40 and other approaches to the Ironbridge Court roundabout are very busy because of roadworks. No change for the M11 in Cambridge here. The southbound side's closed from 10 at Duxford to 8 at Bishop Stortford after an accident, with queues on the M11 and traffic through Saffron Walden very busy. And a breakdown on the M23 is causing northbound delays near Gatwick around Junction 9. I'm Joanna Adams.
I have cancer. I'm cold. I'm behind with my bills. Can I afford to get to the hospital? Will I lose my job, my home?
Macmillan Cancer Support can help with money worries so they don't spiral out of control.
I'm warm. I can get help with transport. I will keep my job and my home. I have cancer.
For our free financial information and support, call now or search Macmillan Money Worries. Macmillan Cancer Support. No one should face cancer alone.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in that afternoon that I just mentioned there. It's 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. In a moment, we'll talk to our foreign correspondent who is reporting live for us from somewhere foreign in the original Foreign about a story that is actually foreign. But before that, some of your reactions have been coming in.
Yes, Paulie says, John, the best thing about having Rag and Bone Man play the festival is that after it finishes, he will collect all the mess that's left behind.
Yes.
Maybe Clean Bandit may help as well, because they sound like a Hoover. John, I love the Isle of Wight. Some call me an Isle of Wight supremacist. The festival is just one of the things that make me so proud of living on this island, as well as the Cowes Week Sailing Regatta and centuries upon centuries of inbreeding.
Thank you very much indeed. Of course, it's been put about by Nigel Farage today that perhaps UKIP's headquarters should move to the Isle of Wight, as it's got the word Wight in it. That's more of that with the news with Victoria, of course. We're also looking at celebrity pancake recipes today, by the way. If you have a celebrity pancake recipe, everyone talking about Pancake Day. Of course, it's the anniversary of when St Shrove defeated the dragon. You remember the old story, of course, from your school days, I'm sure, where the dragon would come into the village and steal the eggs and the flour and the milk from the villagers and make giant pancakes in the village square, using his fiery breath to toss them. So, celebrity pancakes. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Yes, John says, Theresa May, when asked for her recipe for pancakes, said that pancakes mean pancakes and we will make them a success.
Thank you.
And apparently Heston Blumenthal goes for milks, egg and flour. Apparently he just likes to keep it simple.
Yeah, and Kerry Katona's been on as well with her recipe, her celebrity pancake recipe for this Shrove Tuesday. Kerry Katona likes eggs, milk, flour, Iceland prawn ring, chicken dippers and cocaine. So if you'd like to follow any of these celebrity pancake recipes, they're all on our website, of course, talkradio.co.uk. Now, in the next bit of the programme, there will be your chance to win some meat, speaking of, you know, food. And we're doing it today in our brand new game, which is Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio. It's Caller Duty, if you will. If you'd like,
three names.
It's got three names, that's right. If you'd like Julia Hartley Brewer, if you'd like, and it's also, you know, as poor quality. If you'd like to play, 87222
is the number. Message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Nope, it's competition, so you can't enter via Twitter.
That's correct. That's what I meant to say. Just 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could be playing Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio to win a chicken. All coming on the programme later. And now it's time, though, to talk to our foreign correspondent. So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am... Where have I put that now? Sorry, hang on a minute. I've just got to go and fetch the... Oh... John Holmes, and it is time to talk to our foreign correspondent. Talk Radio, of course, has a network of foreign correspondents all around foreign, and on the line from Sweden is our Swedish foreign correspondent, Sophie. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Hello, hello. Historia till.
Yes, that's right. Now, this is interesting because Sweden has, of course, been in the news because of what Donald Trump said about Sweden, and he said things were happening in Sweden when nothing was actually happening in Sweden. What can you tell us about the shocking non-events in Sweden?
Ja, det största som hände var ju den där älgen som knullade på en träälg. Det upprörde väldigt många för stackars älgarna. Om de har så kort om andra älgar att ligga med så är det ju bra.
Well, that yes. Well, that's what was being reported. But I mean, what can you tell us about the feeling on the ground there? Because obviously, Sweden does have a lot of immigrants, and Donald Trump was sort of referring to that. But they didn't actually do anything on this occasion. That's right, isn't it?
Det var bara en vanlig helg där alla drack sig jävligt fulla, tog lite schack och hade allmänt roligt. Alla älskar varandra.
Yeah. Well, who'd have thought fish could do that? What? What's your take on, because obviously we know there have been problems in the past with immigrant riots, for instance, in Sweden. I mean, this is, there's an immigrant neighbourhood. This is it Rinkeby? A neighbourhood of Rinkeby, which is where a lot of immigrants tend to live. And there were riots post Trump's comment. I mean, are the two things connected?
Rinkeby, jävligt bra ort det där. Själv varit och bäcknat. Det är skönt nu när det börjar bli varmt. Men hennes mamma är kritisk mot hemmets tillsyn av dottern. Polisen har upprättat en anmälan om vållande till annans död. Hon glömde spara bort i badrummet.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people listening to this will agree 100%. Well, hang on, let me just check. No, 90% with you. So let's for the other 10% listening and not agreeing with you, what would you say to them?
Att de kan dra åt helvete och suga min kuk.
We're hearing reports in this country, certainly, that they're to clamp down on any potential future terrorist-style problems in Sweden, that the government are going to bring in what they're calling IKEA law. What can you tell us about IKEA law?
Ja, enligt Aftonbladet är det en fruktansvärd sorg. Under måndagen anmälde man elevhemmet till Inspektionen för vård och omsorg, IVO. Men bara 3 dagar efter Julias död blev Åsa Berggren utredningschef.
Yeah, so effectively anyone who's caught shoplifting in IKEA will have their hands chopped off. That's basically the gist of IKEA law.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So all right. So and the stories coming out of Sweden about the riots over the meatball shortage. What's the truth of that?
Ja, det var faktiskt hemska historier. Vi har aldrig haft så kort om köttbullar. Och nu också när grönsaksbristen är så utbredd så blev det riktigt svåra tider för många i Sverige.
That's interesting because I would have thought the opposite. Why do you think that is?
Ja, men man gillar ju köttbullar. Det är bra grejer.
Yeah, well, I suppose that makes sense. In terms of the actual starting of the riots, though, now this I'm right on in Sweden. Often, riots are self-assembly. They come. You have to build them yourself, essentially. So there's the main ingredients of a riot are there, sort of a box of matches, a car that looks like it could be burned, shop windows, things to throw through shop windows. They all come as part of a kit. But you do have to flat pack. You do have to build it yourself to actually build a riot. Is that talk us through that?
Absolut. Det är där svåra steget är. Instruktionerna är ju inte alltid så tydliga. Men som du säger så börjar man ju bra om man har en bil och någonting som man kan tända eld på.
Yes, and in final question really. Could you tell us about the trials in Sweden?
Rättegångarna, ja, men det finns mycket som är svårt.
Yeah.
Det är det där, om man ska ha upplopp och var man ska hålla den, hur man ska organisera alla. Sen måste det ju vara rätt arbetsförhållande, liksom, eftersom vi är ett socialistiskt land.
A lot of our listeners will be interested in that. Thank you very much, Sophie. There, that's Sophie. She is our Swedish foreign correspondent and on the line there from Sweden. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And just after 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Some of the families whose relatives died in the Tunisia tower attack are planning to sue the travel firm TUI. It's after a coroner ruled 30 British tourists were unlawfully killed by an Islamist gunman in summer 2015. A judge said he couldn't rule on whether the tour operator had neglected them. Donna Bradley lost both her parents in the attack. She's told Talk Radio something needs to change.
TUI are hiding behind the FCO's advice at the moment, and I would hope that they are going to put hands up and things are going to change, because ultimately, if they don't listen and they don't change, then potentially this might happen again.
The UK's lead for child protection says low-risk paedophiles shouldn't be locked up. Simon Bailey says only those who pose a physical threat to children should face criminal sanctions due to resources. A man has been jailed for 23 years for stabbing to death his ex-girlfriend and her new partner outside a Matalan store. Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons were attacked as they arrived for work in Cardiff in September. Two women are going to be charged with murdering Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader. He died earlier this month after being attacked with a nerve agent at Kuala Lumpur Airport in Malaysia. Nigel Farage says he suspects UKIP will kick its only MP out of the party following years of infighting. The former leader has called for Douglas Carswell to be ousted for trying to damage the party. And the Duke of Edinburgh has joked an 81-year-old living at an ancient almshouse for elderly men looked starved. Prince Philip was visiting Charles House in London when he made the comments to Graham Matthews, who didn't seem too offended, saying it put a smile on his face. The weather chilly with some bright spells, but showers in the west will eventually spread into most areas, as well as some hill snow further north. Highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria there.
Yes, John.
With the news.
Yes, John.
In the next hour, you will have bonus news.
I do.
Victoria's news is smaller than it used to be, so she has to make the time up. It's bonus news. It used to live here at 2:30, but we've moved it to 3:30. I don't know why. But anyway, we have, and that's where it lives. So, for the time being. So, Victoria will bring us vegetable news in an hour's time.
I've got a really good story coming up.
Can you give us a clue as to the vegetable it involves?
It doesn't involve just one.
Oh.
But it does... Well, it's sexy veg. I'm just going to say that.
Wow. Hashtag sexy veg. And if that doesn't keep you listening, I don't know what will. In an hour's time, it's Victoria's sexy veg. That's veg. In the next half an hour, though, Daisy is here. She will be going through new music for us. It's work experience punditry. Of course, there's the big debate at three. Professor Stephen Hawking joins us later on the programme to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. And our brand new game, Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. If you play, you can win a chicken. Or a beef, or a lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. It's 25 to 3. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Daisy is one of our work experiences. As regular listeners know, what we do is we take our work experience, I, that's the plural, away from the dull drudgery of photocopying Alan Brazil's arse. And instead we bring them into the studio and put them in front of the microphones and give them the task of broadcasting, reviewing stuff, film, television, geeky, gadgety nonsense, hipster rubbish. All of those things are reviewed. Today is Tuesday, we're doing music. Daisy's here, she's got the music. Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
How's your pancake day?
I am not going to have any pancakes today.
Why?
Because I don't have time.
You don't have time to have pancakes?
No, because I'm working tonight.
Does that stop you having pancakes?
Because I can't cook them at work.
Well, you could. Well, you could.
She's not a pancake taster, so probably.
Well, I don't know. I'm not having pancakes, so I don't like them.
Oh. At uni, they're charging £2 for a pancake.
Are they?
That's a lot of money.
Seems like a lot of money for just an egg and a flour and then milk, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for that if I were you.
No.
But no, I don't like pancakes, so not doing it. Controversial, I know, but I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Have you got new music?
I have.
Great.
Which is good.
That's what you're here for. We heard the organiser of the Isle of Wight Festival on earlier.
I heard,
nicely links, I think.
That was definitely planned.
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. okay, so the first one is the new Lana Del Rey song.
Lana Del Rey, her of video games fame.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called Love.
Yeah.
And I quite like the song, and I don't normally like her music, but it also does kind of make you feel a bit depressed. Her voice is quite like...
Well, it is that. I know what you mean. That video games one was...
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we have a listen to it first?
We should.
Okay, Lana Del Rey.
You get ready, you get all dressed up to go nowhere in particular. Back to work or the coffee shop. Doesn't matter, cause it's enough to be young.
It's quite similar to video games in its sort of way, isn't it? In its sort of... Sort of like a singing cat, if you will. Yeah. But I didn't mind it.
No, I think it's quite nice. So this... Like, they don't know when her next album's going to be released. She's keeping it very under wraps.
Right.
But she has said that the first four albums she made for her, and this one's for the fans, So it's nice that she's finally decided to
even
make
though it's
music.
The same as the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least she's doing it for the fans this time.
What's it called?
It's called Love, that song. Just but we don't know what the new album's called yet. We don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah. You've never really liked... I mean, what's your thing in terms of your job here is to review all kinds of music, of course. But if it was down to you, you know, if you were going to a festival, who would you make a beeline for?
Oh, it depends. I like a lot of different music.
Well, that's good. That's hence the music review. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you currently listening to?
Currently, these songs because I had to listen to them to come here.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm going to see the Stone Roses in June.
Right.
So
good.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything really.
All right. What a broad church. Yes. That's topical because that started again last night, didn't it?
It did.
I don't know why I mentioned that. Lana Del Rey, well, I kind of like video games, but it got overplayed, so I went off it a bit. And I'm feeling that I kind of like that now, but if I hear it a lot, you're just going to get really quite bored of it.
Yeah.
Marta just said in my ear, Marta's through the glass pressing buttons, that it made her cry.
Aww.
Either that, or, because I can see her now, she's crying, but I think it's either that or the fact that Cass, once again, has filled the room that they have to work in out there with the smell of her egg. Mm. And on Pancake Day as well. Can you imagine what Cass does on Pancake Day? I mean, she doesn't. What she doesn't do, right, is make a pancake. Right? What she'll do is she'll eat her egg, then just eat raw flour.
Then just
milk.
Drink some milk.
Yeah, but like not even from a bottle, like straight off a cow's udder. Right, she'll eat her egg.
You do.
Right, and she'll then just gob flour in her own face and then just lie under a cow.
Which... What has this got to do with music?
And then squeeze lemon into her eye.
Yeah.
I've got lemon juice. I will squeeze it in your eyes. Move on. Music. Let's do that. Shall we? Maybe? Thanks.
Smells of egg. Stay there, Daisy.
I will.
We're going to review more music.
We are, yes.
After the traffic and travel. What are we going to be talking about?
John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin Harris. Yeah. And the Chainsmokers.
Okay, you got a cough, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Chainsmoker. Right, so there is traffic and travel and adverts. Or was that just a little bit of production illustrating chainsmoking? Is that what that was, or was it genuine?
It's just a bit of a cough.
You got some of Cass's flour got on your face.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's flour anyway.
I'm not sure what it is. It's... We've got a bit Scarface in there. Anyway, so 20 to 3, we'll be back with more work experience punditry. Ow! Ow! She just threw an egg. Still radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's still trouble in Tyne and Wear for Marden Road South, the A193 around Whitley Bay. It's still closed in both directions near to the quarry inn because of an overturned vehicle. A couple of lorries have been involved in an accident on the M6 in Cheshire, causing northbound delays, junction 17 for Sandbach to 18 at Middlewich. Cambridge's M11 is still closed, junctions 10 for Duxford through to 8 for Bishop Stortford after an accident. So delays for the M11 and congestion around Saffron Walden. And delays for Devon's A303, which is closed between Ilminster and Apottery because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
I have cancer. I'm cold. I'm behind with my bills. Can I afford to get to the hospital? Will I lose my job, my home?
Macmillan Cancer Support can help with money worries so they don't spiral out of control.
I'm warm. I can get help with transport. I will keep my job and my home. I have cancer.
For our free financial information and support, call now or search Macmillan Money Worries. Macmillan Cancer Support. No one should face cancer alone.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities. All day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Just looking through the news, though, you've heard about SpaceX today. They've announced that they will be taking two tourists around the moon in a week-long trip next year. They've done it today, of course, because it's Egg Day. It's World Batter Awareness Day today, as everybody knows. The legend of St. Shrove celebrated. St. Shrove, of course, the patron saint of batter, who did kill the dragon, didn't he, in the legends that used to come into the village at night. This is almost going back to the 2nd century AD, I think, and the dragon was, of course, stealing all the milk and the eggs and the flour from the villagers and making a giant pancake by using its fiery breath to toss it in the village square. And, of course, St. Shrove was riding by, killed the dragon. That's the story we've all heard at school. And that's why we celebrate Pancake Day now. But that's in the news, of course, as I said, the space eggs, tourism things in the news as well. Prison regulators are in the news. Sir Philip Green's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Warren Beatty's still in the news. The Tunisia inquest are in the news. There's a lot in the news, right? But we have a way to cut through all of what's in the news and make it very simple. Because the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, it's all right, Cornelius, because we are, as I say, here to help. And what we do is we analyse the news through the medium of short-form Oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's Japanese poetry meets current affairs. It's the news in haikus.
School is closed after travellers camping car park. They might tarmac it.
The news in haikus. So we are midst work experience punditry here on Talk Radio this afternoon. Each day we bring you a review of different things. It's how the radio works, isn't it? You've heard the radio before, probably. It's what happens. You get film, you get television, you get hipster nonsense, you get geeky, gadgety stuff. And on a Tuesday, you get brand new music reviewed. Uniquely, though, by our work experiences each day. Because it gives them a leg up in the industry. It helps them break into the difficult world of the media. And we are happy to reach a helping hand down and pull them up to the first rung that we see on no higher. At least that's what we tell them. The main reason is it fills some time and we don't have to pay them. Daisy's here. Daisy, Daisy, Daisy. Give me some music, do.
I shall.
Right. We had Lana Del Rey, obviously, before the break. That was called Love. It sounded very much like video games.
Mm-hmm.
Her other song that anyone's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And so where next? Where musically, what musical dance do you take us on next?
Okay, I've picked this one not because of the song, but just because the name is one of the most annoying names for a song I've ever heard.
Go on.
So it's by John Mayer.
Yeah.
And it's called Emoji of a Wave.
I hate it already for that. Emoji of a wave.
Yeah.
Wait, it's actually called that in words,
yeah.
Or is it just the emoji?
It's called Emoji of a Wave.
Is that like wave as in waving or wave
like
as in water?
The sea.
Emoji of a wave.
There's an actual emoji of like a wave.
Yes.
So
is there an emoji of a wave though?
Yes.
Yeah, there's both.
Yeah.
So how do we know which one it is?
Because he's released other wave type songs this month.
Right.
He's on some sort of chain of thought that no one
brainwave.
But yeah, it's just really annoying, and he said it's about sitting in a feeling, this song.
Oh Christ, let's have a listen to it then. John Mayer, Emoji.
It breaks my just a wave, and I know that when it comes, I just hold on, I just hold on.
Good Pancake Day song.
Why?
He sings about honey.
You don't have honey on pancakes.
You can do.
You monster. So there's no mention of the word emoji in there, I noticed.
No.
I mean, I listened carefully.
Yeah, there's no...
Because it doesn't even say the word emoji.
Mm.
Well, which is right, because nothing rhymes with emoji, so it's quite hard to write a song about it.
There must be something.
Bogey.
Phony.
Emoji, not really.
No.
Emoji of a bogey would have worked. Mm. John Logie Baird. Anyway, did you like it?
No.
Moving on.
So, what, I mean, do you like his work ordinarily? Or, I mean,
no,
what's
not normally.
So you just picked it?
I just picked it literally because it was annoying.
Yeah.
He also released a song called Still Feel Like Your Man earlier this year, and he said that it was his little engine that could. I don't know what's happened to him.
Right.
It does sound like he's, like, broken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. It's not timeless, is it? You know, like, songs can be
timeless.
Pop up the word emoji, you just sort of date it to about 2 years ago, really, don't you? That's
Well, no, people still use emojis.
Yeah, but they're not...
I think he's trying to, like, talk to the youth.
It's like the Wombats had a song called Emoticons that they released 2 years ago, a good 5 years after emoticons were...
What's the difference between an emoticon and an emoji?
Emoticons were more the... I think they're the ones where you use punctuation...
Oh, right, okay.
But they're also associated with MSN Messenger, which is a bit of a throwback as well. So, yeah, it's hard to say, really.
Right.
But that is a good song.
What's a viral?
It's something that's popular on the internet.
And a meme?
It's a meme.
I saw a meme on the viral earlier.
A meme is a running
funny,
joke on the
it's
internet.
It's a funny
sort of, that's
picture
what it is.
With a caption.
This is where I come for my explanation.
It's a running... No, I think the idea is a running joke, but never mind.
Just keeping up with the world. Right, fine. So that's Emoji... What is it?
Emoji of a Wave.
Meme of a Wave. And it's by John Mayer. And nobody liked it. So where are we going next?
New Calvin Harris song with Frank Ocean and Migos.
Is this a wave-ocean link?
No, it's called Slide.
No, but wave, ocean.
Water slide.
Oh, yeah.
Wave.
I thought of that.
And water slide.
And water slide.
Into the sea.
And slip and slide.
Yeah. And I once went swimming in my Calvins, so...
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened to your trunks?
I hadn't got trunks, but so I had to go in my pants.
Okay.
Which happened to be Calvin's. So, you know, it all ties in, doesn't it?
It does.
And when I was swimming, I saw a Ray. Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
So, this is all themed.
On the Costa del Sol.
If you like. Don't know if I'm going to get chain smokers in a minute, but we'll give it a shot. Anyway, so Calvin Harris and who?
Frank Ocean. And Migos. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Probably saying it wrong. But yeah, obviously people were waiting ages for Frank Ocean's new albums that came out last year.
Yep.
People were getting really angsty about it because he kept saying he would release stuff and he wouldn't. And now he's just hit us with a song he wasn't even going to tell us about.
Right. How exciting.
Very exciting.
Shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean. What was that squeaking sound in the middle of that?
It's Cornelius.
Yeah, a sneeze, sorry.
Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean,
yeah.
Big fan of his finance. What did you make of it?
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've said it once and I've said it again. I will. Calvin Harris was good on his first album when he sung his own songs, even though he's not that good of a singer.
Yeah.
But those songs were so much better.
Yeah.
I think now he just gets songs written for them that aren't that good.
They're just like the next like summer.
Yeah, it's just always the exact same sort of thing. Honestly, his first album, I Created Disco. Oh, it's good. Do you remember the song Girls where it goes, I get all the girls? And he goes, I talk about fat girls.
That's very misogynistic.
But he loves all the
every
girls.
Woman.
Yeah, the thin girls. He likes those carrying a little bitty weight girls. Have you not heard this song?
No.
You must have heard it.
I think I've seen the Mimi.
I'll get it up on my laptop in
a bit.
Can't wait
for that. Right, he likes all the girls, does he?
Yeah.
So he's not being misogynistic?
No.
No. Here's the thing. I got into trouble with my daughter's teacher.
Why? Because you like all the girls?
No! Oh, yes, but no! Bear with me. So in the car was playing Fat-Bottomed Girls came on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Queen,
obviously. You know, that happened to be in the car. And, you know, she's quite like that, because it's a good song, isn't it? But except when she got to school and started shouting Fat-Bottomed Girls at people and singing it, that's apparently frowned upon now. Yeah, by the snowflake generation. So if she'd been singing, what's it called?
Girls.
Yeah, if you're singing that, she'd have been fine, because it'd have been all the girls, wouldn't it?
All included.
And no one would have been in any trouble. Anyway, I digress, but I was just saying. I mean, are you a Calvin Harris fan?
Yeah. Not a massive one, but no. I like some of his songs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, I like this one.
Do you?
I do. I felt like you were judging me for that.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just, you know, asking you. You know, we're here to get your take on it, so
yeah.
That's all I was angling at, really. See, angling, another water reference.
There you go.
Don't just throw it together. So that's new from Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean.
Yep.
Has it dropped? See, I know what to say.
It has.
Okay. And where are we going now?
Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Together?
Yeah.
At last?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Something Just Like This.
Well, let's have a listen to Something Just Like This. Well, I mean, I quite like Coldplay, you know, so that sounded a bit like Coldplay.
It's just that the Chainsmokers, like, all their songs sound the same, and Coldplay, a lot of their songs sound the same. So they've just put a same-sounding song together, mixing the two of them up.
Mm. Do I take it you're not a fan?
No.
Oh, wow.
So what you've done is you've brought in loads of records you don't like.
No, because I like half of them.
Oh, right.
I'm just trying to get like an even balance.
And fair enough.
That's fair.
Yeah. So when's this?
So they performed it at the Brit Awards on Wednesday together.
Okay, well, I didn't see that.
And apparently Chris Martin did a stage dive.
He did, but no one caught him, which was the funny part of that.
They're all too busy filming him, weren't
they? That's right. So he misjudged technology and the modern world, much like me, and fell into the floor because no one caught him, because they were too busy filming him. Of course, we do know, as I've said it before, but it's important to remember that all of Coldplay songs are fair trade. Their lyrics are grown on sustainable lyric word farms in South America. So every time Coldplay write a song and use a word, such as you know, one of the ones in that song there, they will regrow that word. So it's sustainable. And they pay the word farmers the right amount of money.
Of them.
It is good. Really impressive. And in music news, of course, U2 being sued today. Do you know about this?
No.
Yeah, U2, their song The Fly from the album Achtung Baby, someone is suing U2, saying that they stole parts of his song for that song.
It happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does. It's a modern thing. But that's because people keep winning, so people keep getting going. But anyway, all right, look, thank you, Daisy.
That's all right.
For bringing in new music today. Remind us what we heard.
We heard Love by Lana Del Rey, Emoji of a Wave by John Mayer, Slide by Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean, and Something Just Like This by The Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Thank you very much indeed. And just to get us into the news, here's a bit of the song we were talking about there, which is, was it called Girls?
Girls.
That Cornelius likes, and he's now just going to...
I like them white girls. I like them Asian girls. Right. I like them mixed race girls.
That's diversity, isn't it?
I like them Spanish girls. Right. Martha. I like the French girls, and I like Scandinavian girls.
Does it go through the whole country, the world?
No, it stops at Europe.
Racist.
Right. I like them big girls.
Bald girls.
I like them skinny girls.
Doesn't say that.
I like them carrying a little bitty weight girls.
Right. He likes the girls, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
But he is a bit racist, because he doesn't mention the rest of the world, does he?
No, no, that's right.
He doesn't like Mexicans.
Well, he says he likes Asians, girls at the start.
Mexican?
Mexican.
Doesn't mention that, does he?
No.
No.
Good song, though.
Right. Good. So, thank you very much, Daisy,
That's all right.
In the next bit of the programme, it's something coming to 3 o'clock, so the big debate at three, of course, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us on the programme to tell us an unbroadcastable joke, and we have a brand new game for you in the last half an hour of the programme, Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. If you play it, you could win a chicken. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to have a go on it. It's 3 o'clock. News is next with Victoria. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electricfebruary.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. It's a Tuesday one. It's just gone 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tunisia victims unlawfully killed, Green to pay into BHS pension pot, and U2 is being sued.
Talk Radio.
Families of some of the 30 British victims of the Tunisia terror attack are preparing to take legal action against tour operator TUI. It's after an inquest ruled they were unlawfully killed in the resort of Sousse in June 2015. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Royal Courts of Justice.
Families of those who died left the courtroom in tears, hugging each other as they received some form of closure. The judge read out the names of their 30 loved ones, describing how they were shot on the beach, by the swimming pool, in corridors, and in the car park of the hotel. Much of his condemnation was directed at the Tunisian police, though, who deliberately and unjustifiably delayed their arrival.
Sir Philip Green says he's voluntarily agreed to pay up to £363 million towards the pension scheme of collapsed retailer BHS. The billionaire sold the chain in 2015 for £1 after taking millions out of the company and leaving a black hole in its retirement fund. Britain's top child protection officer says paedophiles who only look at online images shouldn't be jailed. The chief constable of Norfolk Police, Simon Bailey, says so many cases are being reported that they should focus on more on the worst offenders. Independent child protection consultant Joanna Nicholas has told Talk Radio she agrees.
We cannot keep locking everybody up. We don't have the resources to do it. We know that prison isn't the answer for everybody. We had a really good programme in the community that they did. And if you're on the sex offender registry, you're not going to be able to get a job as a teacher. So you don't have to worry that these individuals will then go out and be working with children.
A man has been jailed for at least 23 years for stabbing his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death in Cardiff. 21-year-old Andrew Saunders had Googled the easiest way to kill a person before he ambushed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons outside Matalan in September. And a British musician has accused U2 of stealing one of his songs for their 1991 album, Acting Baby. Paul Rose is suing the band for around £4 million, claiming elements of their track, The Fly, were copied. So, John, you asked for it, and
yes,
I finally got it. I've got clips of them both. Do you want to have a little listen?
Which one should we listen to first?
Let's go with Paul Rose and the original song.
Okay, here
so
we go.
So, this is called Nay Slapping.
All right, yeah, already I can hear a U2 sound.
Yeah, and I've got U2 song The Fly here.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
I think legally we have to be careful on answering, I should say, whether our opinions on whether those two songs match up.
It's in New York.
It's the same. Right, so...
You two haven't commented yet, by the way.
No.
They're waiting for the first band to write a comment.
Yeah, no, it's going to copy that. Is your your tense for you two?
Yeah. They're a band, so they're a singular... singular. So you two is being sued.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you said you two haven't.
Hasn't.
Yeah, but you said haven't, and that's the plural. So I just wondered
Fine.
Which...
Fine.
Well, I'm just
being inconsistent.
Yeah.
Thanks for flagging that up. As always. You're so annoying.
I'm not. I'm just trying to help.
Victoria, would you rather us tell you, or would you rather you carry on making that mistake?
I'd rather you make the comments off air, and then I won't make the mistake again, and then I won't be publicly shamed like you seem to revel in doing.
How are you spelling revel?
R-E-V-L. L? No.
R-E-V-L-L. R-E-V-L-L. Revel.
Victoria.
They're well and truly rested as a case there.
Once the microphones are off, can I add a quick word?
I wasn't going to say the second L. Okay, I can't spell.
Do you want to do the
Fine.
Weather?
Fine. Can't.
Speak, spell.
No. Yeah.
Handy for your job. Do you want to do the weather?
I don't know if I do.
So let's give it a shot.
Do you know what? Ooh, I was going to end at one L and you looked at me weirdly. Would you spell it?
You missed an E.
You missed an E out.
No, I did say E.
You said R-E-V-L.
No, I said an E before the L.
I'm afraid you did.
Well, in my head, I thought I did. I'm going to listen back on Radio Monitor.
And there we have it.
I don't believe you.
It always sounds correct in her head. That's all that matters. Do you want to do the weather?
I really don't. You can do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Are you right reading that? Because Victoria wrote it.
Well, actually, no, I didn't write this. I copied and pasted it from
Rachel
Jewell,
chilly,
just to clarify.
Chilly. C-H-I-L-L-E-E-Y. with bright spiels, but shewers in the west will eventually spread onto most area, as will as Sam Hall Snur father. Just stops there.
Actually, it doesn't just stop.
Today's high, 8 degrees.
Also, I don't know why you're mocking me, Cornelius, because you seem to struggle a lot as well.
That's fair.
I didn't say anything.
Can't read.
Yeah, you didn't say anything. It was those really hysterical laughing gestures you were doing, which no one could hear.
Anyway, typical news bulletin there on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And now Ben's got the pre-recorded sport, which is live from today's pancake race. It's the traditional pancake race in Westminster, but where chickens are running with pancakes made from their own unborn children.
Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Newcastle manager Rafa Benitez believes getting the right result at Brighton tonight will help restore his side's confidence. They slipped to second in the Sky Bet Championship after a poor run of form. They're a point behind tonight's opponents. Benitez says the match could kickstart their title bid.
We know that we can do it. So then it's a question now to bring back the confidence and then to work in the same way that we were doing in the past. And that's it. So a team that is in our position, we have to have his confidence.
At the other end of the table, struggling Blackburn entertain Derby, and Bristol City, who are just outside the bottom three, go to Aston Villa. Finally, tennis. World number one Andy Murray returns to singles action today for the first time since his shock last 16 exit at the Australian Open. He takes on Tunisia's Malik Jaziri in the first round of the Dubai Championships. Fellow Brit Dan Evans, who beat Murray in the doubles yesterday, goes up against German Dustin Brown. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
There you go. That's Ben with the pre-recorded sport coming today live from that pancake race that's happening in Westminster. It's traditional, they do it every year, of course, where the MPs are today joined by chickens running with pancakes that they've made themselves, of course, out of their own unborn children. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Tuesday.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. As UKIP start to implode, if indeed you can call one MP, one man who failed to get elected in the Brexit heartland of Stoke, and Nigel Farage any kind of party. I'll be honest, the children's ones that serial killer John Wayne Gacy used to turn up at in the 1970s dressed as a clown sound preferable to that. But the latest row has escalated after Farage has accused that one UKIP MP, Douglas Carswell, of blocking his path to a title. Now, Nigel Farage, the former leader, of course, was hoping to be anointed Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but his hopes were dashed after Douglas Cardwell took off the robes from Nigel and took them in as his own washing. What happened was then he left a purple sock in with the white bedsheet. And a furious Farage has claimed that the purple robes would be confusing and he'd look like a bishop, which he said would send mixed messages, as it's bishops who wear purple robes, of course, and bishops are paedophiles, whereas UKIPers aren't paedophiles. They're just racist. That coming in the news today after the police said that some paedophiles shouldn't be jailed. Critics, of course, have panned the notion that Farage should have any kind of title at all, bar an unbroadcastable one. It sort of translates as a lady's foo-foo. Anyway, on the line now is Douglas. He's called in for Talk Radio. Hello, Douglas. Good afternoon. How are you? Good afternoon.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Yeah, all right. Nice for you to call, Douglas.
Is it? Right.
Well, we'll see. Now, you said the word, I said the word, panned there. Of course, critics have panned this. And you've called in because you heard me say that about 30 or 40 seconds ago. So you're straight on the phone, I understand, 03444991000.
That's the one I'm rang, yep. Yeah. I rang that number.
That's right. And you have a problem with pans. You want to see, this is what you told our researcher, you don't think there's any place for pans in this day and age.
No, that's right, yeah. And I've got a problem with you as well for mentioning pans on the radio, right?
Yeah.
I bought a DAB radio, especially for this first channel about 1 year ago,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah, we're a year old, yeah.
It was expensive, right?
Yeah.
It cost us about £100.
That's,
and then
that is,
well, you, I was hearing you saying the word pan. I didn't pay that money to hear you say pan on the radio. I'd like an apology, please.
Well, I'm not going to apologise to you,
right.
Because it's, and I'll tell you why. I know it's a word that a lot of people don't want to hear, but, you know, we live in difficult times and some people have to hear words that they don't want to hear and might be offended by. Now, you're offended by the word pan, and that makes you a snowflake. Let's bring in Simon, who's on the other line. Hello, Simon.
Hello, John. Merry pancake to you and your colleague.
Thank you very much. Now, you're saying pan, of course, in the word pancake. It's pancake day, as you rightly said. Douglas, this must be your worst day of the year with people saying the word pan.
It is, but what I do, I try and make a positive out of it, John. I take pancake, I take the word
pan. Now, you're
pan
saying
out of
it, you're
pancake,
saying.
I make it cake day.
No, it's not cake day.
It is for me.
Come back, Simon. Simon, let's, Douglas, you've had your moment. Let Simon have a word now. Come on, Simon.
Well, yeah, no, like Douglas says, he thinks it's just cake day where we sit around eating a selection of tray bakes and chocolate cakes. Yeah. It's not, okay? Arguably, that would be a delightful day, but it is actually pancake day, okay? The clue is in the name. And there's nothing I like more than putting a good helping of my sticky mixture into a pan and tossing until my wrist gets sore. Pancake day is fantastic. And pans are just lovely.
There
stuff.
You go. All kinds of pans. Now, am I right, Douglas? Let's get this straight, because a lot of people listening to this will be going, oh, there we go again. Somebody else on the radio. You get it on all the time. It's on LBC. Someone phoning up complaining about pots and pans. Now, it's just pans with you. You're okay with pots. Am I right?
Well, pots are fine, of course. I'm not a monster.
No. Would you call...
Like he loves the pot.
Would you call a kettle black?
Well, yeah.
Racist.
Black,
that's racist, though, isn't it?
Well, I would if it was black. If it's a red one, I'd call it red, John.
Oh, well, that's fine. Just so as we're clear. Now, if we lose the word pan, right?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. Yeah, can we do that?
Well, that's what
I've won the discussion. Let's do it. Come on.
No, we've got to debate it on both sides. It's only fair. Now, what by critics? What would something be by critics? You can't have potted by critics, can you? Because something is panned by critics, not potted. So what are you going to say instead?
Given the thumbs down by critics...
The thumbs down?
Yeah.
Right.
Not enjoyed by critics.
Right. But that's not as...
Very boring.
...succinct, is it?
It's the world I want to live in.
It's not succinct, though, is it? If it's something... Well, as panned by... You know instantly what it means. I mean, look...
I couldn't tell you what it means.
All right, who's Labyrinth?
Oh, just Labyrinth, I think, with David Bowie.
So the other Labyrinth film?
Yeah, we'll just have that one.
Who's People?
I was going to tell you about Pan's people, to be honest with you. That's one of my arguments.
Go on.
Pan must have been a very evil person if he kept people, like some sort of weird, demented slave keeper for dancers.
Yeah.
And there's something sinister about Peter as well. Peter Pan.
Yeah. What would you... I mean, Peter Potts? What?
No, just Peter.
All right. Simon, who is called Peter. Biblical reference. What do you make of the idea of Peter Pan? Because if we get rid of the word Pan, you've just got Peter, right?
Yeah, well, I don't like him.
You don't like Peter Pan?
I don't like Peter Pan.
Why?
Like
because he's appropriated. Is this like multicultural appropriation? So he's basically taken Pan, which he's got no right to do, and he's used it when it's not even his culture. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I do like pans, and I must stress that I do like pans.
Yeah.
But I'm just against Peter Pan.
Right. In what way?
I've never liked him.
Right. You don't trust him around the Lost Boys?
Well, no, not really. And the fact that he has never grown into a human man.
Mm.
It's just a bit odd. What do you think?
Let's look at some of the history of this, actually, because this is interesting. Pans. Of course, frying pans particularly first came... they were brought back to Britain by Sir Francis Drake, of course. Brought them back from the Caribbean, presented a frying pan to Queen Victoria. She used it to toss and popularised the idea of tossing. And so we get tossing and pans from... That. And Douglas, you'll be changing history, won't you? You're closing a door on history if you want to get rid of pans and put them beyond use.
Yeah, I will be. I'll be taking the pan off of Francis Drake and smacking him right in the face with it, Johnny Hill style.
That is interesting you should say that, because have you heard about these trials in Sweden?
No, I've never heard of Sweden.
Right.
What is it?
It's a country in the town of Malmo. Now, what has been happening, although there is controversy about whether or not this is true or whether it's fake news, but it is the comedy assault using a frying pan at capital of the world now. You get people saying that immigrants there just go around hitting people in the face with frying pans in a sort of cartoon Tom and Jerry style way. And as such, it's a very dangerous place to venture into. What do you make of that, Simon?
It sounds like a hilarious place.
Yeah.
And all the sound effects there as well, where it goes, a boom. When it gets hit in the face.
Give me the sound effect again.
A boom.
No, it's more of a clang.
Yeah, there's lots of novelty sounds could be discovered over there, actually.
That's it going back in again.
That was more of a fart one there.
I want to talk about Pol Pot. Now, of course, some would say Pol Pot was a terrible dictator who, of course, ran a communist regime in Cambodia.
Allegedly.
And
yes, some would say that.
Well, history. Really, but killed hundreds of thousands of people. Now, he wasn't called Pol Pan, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Exactly, and there we must leave the debate. So,
really, we've only been on 5 minutes.
All right, carry on the debate.
It was the best 5 minutes of his life.
Carry on the debate.
Okay, well, I think we should get rid of pans and just cook food directly on hubs.
Right, so you'd...
What a ridiculous thing to say.
So you'd just remove a pan. What about a pot, though? You said you didn't mind pots. Why
we
can't...
We have a pot, but I say cut out the middle pan.
Right.
Right on the hub.
So you say we just take the food and we put it on a hob.
I bet you're glad I decided to continue the debate.
I am, actually, yeah.
Yeah, good. Stick that in your podcast.
We might stick it in the podcast. You never know your luck.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, here's a question for you, then.
Go ahead.
All right. It's Pancake Day, right? Or Pot Cake Day, if you want that to be, right?
Sure.
We've talked about the story of St. Shrove, of course, you know, the history there. St. Shrove killed the dragon. The dragon, who the myth is that he came into the villages and he took the milk and the eggs and the flour of the villagers and he made a pancake in the town square with the fire from his breath and St. Shrove killed him. Anyway, my question is, where would you put your batter if you didn't have a pan? Where would you put your batter? In your hands? In a sock? Where?
I'd put it in a Yorkshire pudding tray.
Oh, so you're okay with a tin tray?
Well, yes. It's not a pan, is it? You're
such
not listening, John.
You can't phone a radio station with that sort of racist attitude. I've got to call you out on it. Simon, help me out.
I
know. Simon, help me out. Simon, help me out here, will you? There's a racist on the other line.
Yes, he's appalling, and I'm actually pretty shocked at this this guy here, Douglas, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? Just cut me off. Go on.
I mean, technically, Yorkshire pudding tray, I would class... I mean, if you open your pan cupboard, look inside there, right, there's going to be pans. There's also going to be Yorkshire pudding trays. So it comes into the same sort of category as a pan, I would say.
What about a skillet, Douglas?
I don't know what that is.
Shut your
face
now.
I'm not middle class like you, John.
Stupid idiot. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? You're short, man.
No.
Don't
you... How dare you? Call a radio station... Without knowing what a skillet is. What sort of idiot are you?
I'm a bloody idiot.
Yes, you are.
I'm thick.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And there we will leave the debate. Sum it up for me in one word, please, Simon.
Flip-flop.
Thank you. Douglas?
Panhandle.
Idiot. And that's the big debate. Do we still need... It's time for you to give us your opinion. Do we still need pans in this day and age? Do we? For both sides of the argument, they got a little bit heated. I apologise. For getting a little angry myself there, but you know, if you're going to phone a radio station that knowing what a skillet is, then frankly I've got no time for you. Do we need pans in post-Brexit Britain? Do we? We've got the town of Rochester now and hammocks, so why do we need pans? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that on Talk Radio is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Juicen, we've got loads of hot products and incredibly cool prices. So don't miss out on our brilliant February trade deals. Clean up with 25% extra free on big wipes now from just £7.99. Get a Novi Pro puncture-free 90-litre wheelbarrow for only £50.94. And pick up a whopping 200 bonus juice points. Discover more really impressive trade deals that won't wipe out your wallet online at juicen.co.uk or in your nearest branch. Juicen, everything you need to get the job done. Prices subject to 20% VAT.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A58M into Leeds has been closed because of an incident around the A660. The M42 is busy north, junctions 9 to 10 near Tamworth. It's a two-lane stretch of the M42 and one lane's closed because of a breakdown. Cambridge's M11 still closed south from between 10 at Duxford to 8 at Bishop Stortford. The delays with the M11 and routes around Saffron Walton very busy. Hampshire's northbound in 3 slow near Hook because of a breakdown, and Devon's A303 closed both ways between Apottery and Ilminster because of an accident. I'm Gerena Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic! With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts! Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket! 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Forget La La Land on the next Full Set Breakfast for me, Paul Ross. It's Talk Radio the musical, because it's Wednesday. It's our midweek music man, Russ Kane, legendary broadcaster, with all the goss for you and for me, Paul Ross, on the music scene. All that and your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day. Better call Paul. Whatever the topic, I'll put you on the radio. Talk Radio will get you talking and singing.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And that was the big debate, of course. The question, the big question this afternoon, if you're listening, and it is a contentious subject, I make no apology for debating and discussing subjects that people feel strongly about on a talk radio station. It is what we do. And today's topic, of course, do we need pans? Now, pots, it turns out, are fine with most people, but pans still divides, of course. And we had Douglas on there. He called in as a racist and was very anti the notion of pans and everything to do with them. It's particularly offensive today on Pancake Day. And as I say, I make no apology for discussing such a contentious issue. But, you know, Douglas's opinions are his own. We don't necessarily condone those here on the radio station. It must be very clear. There was Simon putting the other point of view, of course, though, which somewhat balanced that out. A lot of reactions coming in. As I say, contentious issue. What have we got, Cornelius?
Yes, John, I'm a big fan of paninis. If we get rid of pans, what enies are we left with? Only martinis, yeah. And eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which we all know leads to bad things. Yeah. Yes. John, also, if you get rid of pans, that was coming from Claire, and this is from Michael, who says, John, if you get rid of pans, what will happen to Japan? Will it just be Jar? And then what will happen to Jar Jar Binks? That film was awful, but I don't really care about Star Wars. Thanks very much.
You have to think through the consequences of it, which she's right to do so, or he was right to do so. Who was it?
It was Michael.
He or she was right to do so. John, what about North Korea, of course? They are testing pans. We know this. We've seen the footage. There's the pan deal between the US and Iran.
Japan.
Yes. The government, of course, as well, have renewed Teflon in this country, haven't they? Controversy over Teflon, very expensive or not. The government did vote to renew Teflon pans up in Scotland, of course, at the Teflon pan yard. And that's because the old Teflon pans have become non-stick. And we need a deterrent. If other countries have pans, we must have pans as well. Think of the consequences if we didn't. That's just coming in on the text there. Very interesting, though. What do you think? Do we need pans in this day and age? 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
On Twitter. Thomas has been on just saying, never mind pans, John, I would smoke some pot. And what have we got there? Don't do drugs, kids. Not even on pancake day. And the French tickler loves his bed pan. So, all manner of
he's
pan.
He's bedded a pan.
Mm. And, of course, French for bread is pan. So,
pan. He's doing the pan in France.
Right. So, what do you think? 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But as it is Shrove Tuesday, of course, the day of the patron saint of Batter Saint Shrove, we are bringing you celebrity pancake recipes. We're not the only one. All broadcast outlets appear to be doing it today, don't they? So we thought we'd just join in, because, you know, they've all got better figures than us. So we thought, well, what the hell? So celebrity pancake recipes, bringing you them all afternoon. If you are having pancakes this evening, why not do it like a celebrity would? So far, we've heard... well, who have we heard so far? Nigel Farage, of course, his recipe for pancakes, milk, eggs, flour, kipper. Although he has said he thinks Douglas Carswell is trying to undermine his frying pan. Drunk people on a train in Potter's Bar. They've sent us their recipe. It's eggs, flour, milk and bagels. and what you do is you just...
put it all on an agitated man's head.
And then throw it out of the window. That's the recipe. Cornelius, what have you got there?
This is from Sham, who says Taylor Swift, her recipe, her fruit pancakes don't taste that nice though, because she adds too many dates.
Good.
Anthony Worrell Thompson sent in his recipe for pancakes: stolen milk, stolen eggs, stolen flour.
Yep.
And also Jeff said this on Twitter. He said that Julia Hartley Brewer likes British eggs, British flour and British milk, which obviously was a joke, but she did actually tweet this earlier. which was, if you make an American if you make American pancakes with syrup on pancake day, you should be deported. Soggy and flat and drenched in sugar and lemon is the British way. There we go, from Julia Nazi Fuhrer.
And she also says that immigrants shouldn't be allowed to eat them. And voted for Exit. Paul Ross, celebrity pancake recipe: eggs, flour, milk, meow, meow. Keith Vaz, eggs, milk, flour, poppers. And Alan Brazil, the Talk Sport breakfast presenter, has been in touch with his celebrity pancake recipe. It's just Prosecco.
This is really clever. Sorry, just quickly from Travis, who says, Beyonce, milk, flour, egg with two yolks.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Celebrity pancake recipes, then. In the next half an hour of the programme, speaking of food, meat, let's give away some meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. Today we're giving it away in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Caller Duty.
If you'd
like, you're clever. If you'd like to come on the radio and play, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's just gone 3:30. Victoria has got the news.
Talk Radio.
The coroner at the inquest into the deaths of 30 Britons on a Tunisian beach has ruled they were all unlawfully killed. They died in Sousse in June 2015 during a terror attack when a gunman opened fire. Kieran Mitchell, the lawyer for Scott Chalky's families, told Talk Radio they're considering taking legal action against the tour operator TUI.
The issue of negligence hasn't been ruled out. The judge specifically said he couldn't determine any civil liability. Certain things were said in the summing up today that we took heart from in terms of criticisms that were made and deficiencies identified, and that's something we need to discuss going forward.
Former BHS owner Sir Philip Green has agreed to pay up to £363 million to fill a black hole in the collapsed retailer's pension fund. The regulator says this brings certainty to 19,000 people. The UK's leading child protection officer says paedophiles who view indecent images shouldn't be jailed unless they pose a physical threat to children. Simon Bailey says officers need to concentrate their resources on those who pose a significant risk. A man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death outside the Maslin shop where they worked has been jailed for at least 23 years. Andrew Saunders killed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons in central Cardiff last year. And UKIP's only MP says he's happy to meet with the party's chairman to discuss Nigel Farage's claim he should be kicked out. The former leaders accused Douglas Carswell of trying to split and divide UKIP in every way imaginable since joining in 2014. The weather: chilly with some bright spells. Showers in the west will eventually spread into most areas, as well as some hill snow further north. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. There's more now.
Yes.
There's more now, because it's 3:30, and that means it is time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, if you are new to this, this is what happens. Victoria's bulletin are shorter than they used to be. They used to be 3 minutes long, didn't they?
Yes.
But now they're 2 minutes.
Yes.
Why?
Although my last one was 3 minutes because I did all the U2 stuff.
Right. Well,
we don't know why.
Yeah, they're just shorter than. But anyway, so but she gets paid the same. So it's only right that she makes the time up. And we do it through our bonus news feature. Each day we bring you bonus news. It's either animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news. And we do it on consecutive days because it covers everything off. Today we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Right.
So, starting off with quite a serious story.
Oh.
A group of prisoners have filed a lawsuit claiming they were given carrot cake laced with rat poison.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, 16 inmates at Brooklyn House of Detention are demanding $1 million each. They say they became severely ill after eating pieces of the cake on Thanksgiving 2015. But New York City's law department hasn't commented on this lawsuit.
Right.
And the fact their guards may or may not have poisoned the prisoners.
Right.
So, yeah, there we go. Serious vegetable news.
Yeah. Maybe it's a new way to kill them. Because, you know, in America, they go in for capital punishment, don't they?
Yeah.
Because the electric chair, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity is not cheap, is it?
No. And also with the injections, there's so much controversy with the drugs they use.
Exactly. Expensive. Right. So a cheap way would yes, be to give them some poisoned carrot cake, wouldn't it?
But so they survived.
Admittedly.
So maybe put more poison in, is that what you're saying?
No, it's what you're saying. But I think that maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just experimenting. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
I don't know either.
Okay.
But it allegedly happened.
Right.
Moving on.
Okay.
If you have leftover veg but still want to indulge in pancake day, then Jamie Oliver has a solution for you. Do you want to know what the solution is, John?
Not really, but you're going to tell me anyway, aren't you?
Squash pancakes!
What, like sitting on them?
No, as in the vegetable squash. Roast it for a bit, apparently, and then put some cheese on it. And it's allegedly 79 calories per pancake.
It's not a pancake then, is it?
Well, he's claiming it is. And if you want to investigate the squashy pancake, then go to Jamie Oliver's website.
It's not a pancake, it's just some squash.
Yeah, but you do other stuff to it once you've roasted it.
Right.
You don't just serve up roasted squash and say, this is a pancake.
Do you put an egg in it?
Probably. I didn't bother looking at all the instructions.
Obviously.
I thought if people are interested, they can
do
just go on his
do the
website.
Work themselves.
Yeah.
Do you pancake?
Yes, actually.
Do you toss some batter later?
I'm not going to toss any batter later.
Aren't you?
But I've had pancakes a couple of times in the last couple of weeks.
That's what? It's not pancake day?
Well, the thought of pancake day made me want to eat pancakes.
Have you been rehearsing pancake day?
No. But you know how you talk about eggs and pancakes?
Yeah.
I decided to make some non-eggy pancakes.
Non-eggy pancakes?
Yeah. So I used an egg replacement. And also,
what did you use?
It's called egg replacer. So it's this it's similar to the consistency of flour, and you put a couple of spoons in with some water, and then you mix it together.
That's
then
glue.
Once you've mixed it together, it's not glue, it resembles egg.
A egg.
A egg.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've got the best story.
Oh, hang on
now.
Here. Music ran out.
And a garden centre is offering a £500 reward for pictures of the rudest veg. So Van Muyen Centre says they're celebrating vulgar vegetables and phallic fruit in 2017 with a hunt for the nation's naughtiest. And you can see the kind of pictures of what they're looking for on my Twitter page, if my tweet has been sent out, which I'm not sure.
It has, yeah.
Yes, because I apparently didn't have
enough
time.
No, it's supposed to be fruit, Victoria.
No, naughty veg, vulgar veg and phallic fruit.
So you just put some pornography on your Twitter?
No, because it's not... It looks like genitals, but it's not genitals. So there's a penis-shaped potato.
Is there?
Yep. And, yeah, some... Yeah.
Radishes, I think, as
some
well.
Some phallic radishes.
Is it alliterative, penis potato?
It's not alliterative at all times, no.
Okay.
There's also a picture of some carrot cake, which is not the actual poison carrot cake.
Just to be clear,
it's just a picture of carrot cake.
It doesn't look phallic, though.
No, but that's to do with the first story that you weren't listening
okay.
to.
Somebody's tweeted us actually,
yeah,
and just said at Talk Radio, I was just tuned into this show by mistake. What absolute tripe! Well, it's quite the opposite of that because it's veg, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's no animal body parts in this bulletin.
Completely the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, so that's the end.
Is that the end of the news?
I thought you'd like the sexy veg.
I do like the sexy veg. I was just, but I haven't seen the pictures of it yet. But I will.
Well, you can by going to my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled Bourne, or using the hashtag sexy veg. But I don't know what else might come up if you search that. Just putting that out there.
I wouldn't put it out anywhere. Right, that's Victoria there with her sexy veg.
Vegetable news.
You sure you're not going to toss any batter later?
No matter how many times you mention it, John, no.
Okay, fine. Right, in the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare. On the radio. 8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll try it. It'll be rubbish and won't work. We'll do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Gateshead, Lodley Hill Road, the A692 has been closed because of an accident. That's both ways at the Rising Sun traffic lights. The A58M into Leeds is currently closed around the A660. That's because of a police incident. A breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire is causing delays near Stoke between junctions 16 and 17. There's a similar problem on the northbound M42 near Tamworth, which is slowing down the motorway there. But better news finally for the M11 in Cambridgeshire. It has reopened between junctions 10 and junction 8. I'm Jarena Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there has been a BHS pensions deal. Sir Philip Green has agreed to pay quite a lot of money in order to bail out those pensions that he cocked up during the whole BHS fiasco. That's breaking this afternoon. Of course, there is news of the PricewaterhouseCoopers investigation into Envelope Gate or Envelope Gart, depending on how you pronounce that personally. Everyone says it in different ways, of course, both are correct. And it turns out that they just gave someone the wrong envelope, which we were saying, you know, all along, as was everyone else. So I don't know why it needed an investigation. Anyway, so that's in the news, of course. We know that there is a row between UKIP's Nigel Farage and Douglas Carswell, their only MP, over the fact that Nigel Farage said that Douglas Carswell has mocked and blocked his chances of getting a title. Of course, Nigel Farage wanted to be anointed Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and Nigel Carswell appears to have been put that sort of put obstacles in Nigel Farage's way, so he's very angry. What I'm getting at, the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't, Cornelius, and that's why we are happy to help. People get in touch with us all the time, of course, saying, John and team, can't get my head around the news. Could you please help me to understand it? And we say, yes. Yes, we can. And do you know how? Well, of course, it's by drilling down deeply into the very essence of the news, the core of the news, if you will. It consists, really. I mean, in the earth, what you get when you drill right down, of course, is a sort of mantle and lava, the core of the earth itself being a sort of molten iron. But when you drill down into the news that far, what you end up with, what you find on the end of your drill, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Don't jail all pedos. Say the police didn't know Milo joined the force.
The news in haikus. Right, it is time to play the new game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Let's meet the contestant. He's called Kyle. He's in Rochdale. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, John.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Very good, thank you. Now, you are sort of the first player of this game, OK?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you now that it's quite poor quality, but not as poor quality as the nightly show with David Walliams. So that's quite good news, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's got to be an improvement.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, you will be playing. I'll explain the game to you. What's going to happen is that you are... Are you familiar with Call of Duty?
My brother plays it.
That won't help you. So, we're going to put you in the role, Kyle, in Rochdale, of Call of Duty operative, a black operative, if you will.
Okay.
And the details will become clear. But either way, you've got some controls, okay? So we'll be going through the game. Now, I'm going to be calling out a variety, okay, of enemy, okay, who will be trying to stop you in this scenario we're about to unfold, okay? You have some controls, which I'll explain as we go along. But whenever you hear one of the your enemies jump out, you have to, of course, fire the right control in order to vanquish that enemy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, good. In that case, oh, by the way, you're going to play for meat. So you've got a choice, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg.
Oh, no, you see, I didn't know there was a choice. I'd have to go for chicken or beef.
Well, pick one.
Beef.
Beef it is. Mm. You can play for beef. And you are the first player of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. In the near distant future, Kyle, when Earth has been stripped of its natural resources, the residents of planet Earth rely on colonies elsewhere. Yet hostile factions have emerged throughout the solar system. You are Captain Kyle. Captain Kyle Rochdale. Sent to a remote secret weapon research facility to recover a prototype weapon and shut down the facility. That is your task, Kyle. That is what you are trying to do. If you fail, you will not get back to Earth alive. So here we go. This is the game starting now. You are in a long corridor. You must get to the heart of the facility. But along the way, you will meet enemies, Kyle.
Okay.
Terrorists, hell-bent on stopping you. Militants, hell-bent on stopping you. But there are not just militants and terrorists in this facility, Kyle. There are also civilians who you must keep alive. And there are also some people from the week's news in there as well. Here are your controls. Shoot. Need to write these down. Shoot. Don't shoot. Run. Jump. Eat a pie. Open the wrong envelope. Grab a pussycat. And say something awful about paedophilia. Those are your controls. Have you got them, Kyle? Are they clear?
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I've written that down.
Okay. Let's play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. We're making our way down the corridor. I'll be calling out the things that are in the way. You need to use the appropriate control. Here we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Militant.
Shoot.
Militant.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Ex-Sutton goalkeeper Wayne Shaw.
Eat a pie.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
The actor Warren Beatty.
Open the wrong envelope.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Okay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Militant.
Shoot.
Militant.
Shoot.
Militant civilian.
Oh, grab a pussycat.
Donald Trump.
Grab a pussycat.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Trampoline.
Eat a pie.
No, jump. Van Halen.
Jump.
Yes. Yeah. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Say something awful like paedophilia.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Warren Beatty.
Up in the wrong envelope.
Bonus level. Terrorist. It goes fast. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Ex Sutton World goalkeeper Wayne Shaw.
Eat a pie.
Actor Warren Beatty.
Up in the wrong envelope.
Donald Trump.
Grab a pussycat.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Say something awful about paedophilia.
End of the bonus level, we're back to normal play. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Ex-Sutton goalkeeper Wayne Shaw.
Eat a pie.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Pointer Sisters.
Jump.
Yes! Oh, game over. That's hectic, wasn't
That's
it?
That's intense.
Isn't it, though? That's the first person shooting up on the radio for you. Right, now, you've got a high score there. Cornelius, very quickly, what's the high score?
7.
Right, so you get to put your name in. Remember when you used to play the games at the arcade?
3 letters,
and you put the name in, you get 3 letters. Exactly that. Kyle, what are your initials?
KDR.
Right, KDR. Right, like you remember like in the old arcade games where you used to have to scroll through letters and stop it on the right one? And otherwise it went past, didn't it, and you couldn't get back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. I'm going to go through the alphabet. Say stop when we get to your letters. You ready?
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Stop.
L.
L.
Here we go. Middle letter. A, B.
D.
B.
Oh,
it's
too late. Too late. Nothing you can do.
It's an arcade game.
Nature of the game.
Yeah. What's your last initial R?
Yep.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T.
Stop.
T.
LBT. You got your initials in. You got 7 points. We're going to keep a running tally of this. So LBT, 7 points, week one. We'll get it on the website. Give them something to do. Cock up. Right, so you've won
well
some
done.
Beef. You've won some beef. Congratulations, you've won a beef.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That didn't really work at all, but anyway, it's fine. Carl, congratulations. LBT from Rochdale there wins a beef in the first ever game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. The worst feature we've done. But anyway, there it was. By the way, someone's just given me a piece of paper that says, tomorrow, Paul Ross is going to eat insects live on air. That's the information I have. It's something to do with the Royal Navy Challenge. It continues. Do the Royal Navy eat insects? Is that what I'm supposed to take from that?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Find out tomorrow on Breakfast on the Full Set Breakfast.
Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast.
Maybe that's what Full Set Breakfast means.
Just dead insects.
Paul Ross's insect breakfast.
All right, fine. Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 o'clock this afternoon on the radio with your Drive Time programme. And he'll be in a minute to tell us what he's doing. By the way, celebrity pancake recipes for you as well. That's what we'll just round up now. Because it is pancake day, you're probably having a pancake tonight, so we've been bringing you celebrity pancake recipes all afternoon. Speaking of Paul Ross, his was eggs, flour, milk, insects. And meow meow. Drunk people on a train in Potter's Bar have sent us their celebrity pancake recipe. Eggs, flour, milk, bagels. What you do is you put the bagel on a stranger's head to agitate them. He then throws it out of a window as it's filmed and goes viral. That's Warren Beatty has sent us his celebrity pancake recipe. That was 2 tablespoons of olive oil, plus a little for greasing, 750 grams of lean beef mince, 90 grams of prosciutto, half a jar of tomato sauce, 200 millilitres of hot beef stock, a little bit of grated nutmeg, 300 fresh lasagna sheets, half a quantity of white wine sauce, 125 grams of boar mozzarella. That's Warren Beatty's recipe for pancakes there. Although it turns out he opened the wrong envelope. That's actually his recipe for La 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 Lasagna. Sam Delaney's with us now. He's coming to the room and he's got some programme details.
So the Chakrabarty,
yes,
was on the box talking about, well, I mean, the reason we lost the election was because the media, the mainstream media, that's us, John,
yep,
won't give us a platform. They won't talk about us. It's a conspiracy.
They'll ignore the Labour Party.
And yes, I always say on the show, you know, when we're talking about Labour Party, listen, you're all welcome here anytime. Come on the show and say what you have to say. You know, it's a wide open door here at Talk Radio, and they don't show up until today. John Ashworth, they've actually put their head above the parapet, and they've sent on John Ashworth, who is the Shadow Health Minister, to talk about the NHS. So he is here.
Wow.
They can no longer claim that we are ignoring the Labour Party. He has risen to the challenge. He has come into the studio to answer the questions that matter, and I'm going to sit him down, and I'm going to jolly well ask him, what is your favourite animal? Because John Holmes and Cornelius want to know.
That is the right
and
question.
Then they will realise what they're dealing with.
Exactly, yeah. Good, well, I'm glad someone is taking them to task at last. Yes. You know, I'm glad it's you.
Thank God. That's what we're here to do, speak truth to power.
Yes. Or never be in power,
yeah,
in the case of the Labour Party in its current form. Sam Delaney with you, speaking the truth to the power. Next on Talk Radio, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon, in the afternoon, 1 till 4, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.